you sound like I'm taking them girt shits. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the weekly Roast and Toast here on DoubleToasted.com. I am one of your hosts tonight, Corey Coleman. Over here I have
Gertz.
Beat you at it this time. How you doing, man?
Doing okay.
Running a little late tonight at the movie. I was just hoping you'd be okay.
Yeah, they started the screening a little late.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous these days when people are driving. Something happened to me. But before I get into that, Mr. Thomas, kind of to me, when it happens to somebody who's close to me, then it happens to me. Martin, how you doing?
I'm making it.
You're making it? You're tired?
No, it's not the tiredness.
What is it?
These fucking hiccups again.
Man, you had those since last night.
I cured them because I read a thing where if you swallow a big spoon of peanut butter, they'll go away. It's crazy, but it worked.
Did it?
Yeah. But they just came back right before the show started.
Do you want me to get you some peanut butter, baby?
Can you get some peanut butter?
Wow. Man, you just drunk right now.
Man, go away. I would love to say, I'm just drunk, but it actually hurts.
All right, well, you let me know if you need something, because we got somebody who can go get it for you now. Hey. But Mr. Goodwin.
Hey.
How you doing? Hiccup-free, I see.
Yeah, I'm not suffering like Martin over here. Sorry, man.
That's all right.
Kill me.
Sorry. Yeah, that's all right. You know what? When the show gets started, you're going to have so much fun, you're going to forget about it. And let me go over here and make sure that the show is even started. I've been doing a lot today. Damn, you gave me the hiccups now. I'm sitting over here getting them from you. Let me make sure that, because I was doing this last minute, let me make sure that the show is even starting right now. Let me make sure things are going smooth. And let me make sure I bring up some folks here who make this all possible. And while we're doing that, I can tell you what's happening on the show today. It's going to be a fun one tonight. We're going to talk about a few things. You know, for trailer. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let me start over.
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Today is what?
Trailer Tuesday.
Trailer Tuesday. And you know something? With these movies.
I know, right?
It is?
No.
Yes!
Everybody's like,
I'm all mixed up, people.
Fuck calendars.
We moved days. We did the Movie Review Extravaganza yesterday, so we had to move the weekly Roast and Toast to today because we wanted to get a jump on Optimus Prime. So therefore, well, you know what? It's okay. In spirit, I still feel like it's
Trailer Wednesday.
Oh, let it be then. Yes, Trailer Wednesday is what it is. And for Trailer Wednesday, I'm glad we waited. I'm glad we pushed it, a day late. Sometimes things just work out for the best. Ain't God good? And what happened is while we were switching days and waiting, they had a trailer drop. Well, another trailer drop, a second one, for something that people they have been waiting on for a while. Do you know what it is?
No.
Game of Thrones! They have a new trailer out for it. Okay. And a lot of people, well, maybe you're not looking forward to it. But
okay.
Yeah, why are you so sour about that? What's wrong with you?
He told you what was wrong with him, Matt.
Yeah. I know, what the hiccups have got
just,
you.
Just show the show. It comes on next month. Why trailers?
God damn, boy.
If the trailer was the cure for hiccups, I bet you'd be excited.
Shit, get a rocking chair and put this motherfucker on a Porsche. Get that Game of Thrones shit out of here. I don't want to hear that.
It's 3 weeks away.
Martin, can you? You gonna be all right?
Yeah, I'll be all
okay,
right.
Okay, God damn. Hey, Goodwin.
Hey,
Game of Thrones.
Oh my God!
Oh, shit, yes.
Dragons.
Oh,
and tennis.
Oh. Yes, they got the second Game of Thrones trailer out, and people can't wait. No matter how soon it's coming out, but that's the thing. That's why they're doing it, because you got 3 weeks, and they said, let us just go ahead and pop another one out there to get all people right. excited. And with this one, I see him over there too. I'm trying not to look at him. I still see him. Well, like you got like a joke going through. Got some jumper cables up his head. Okay, Martin, you know, Game of Thrones, you ain't happy about that, even though everybody's having a good time with it. How about?
You guys can have a good time.
Yeah,
guys got a party pooper, man.
I know. Yeah. I know everybody like Game of Thrones, like, ah, fat.
fuck that Game of Thrones. They ain't done shit for me.
Just wait.
You can still have a good time with it.
Dragons and shit.
Just don't look over here.
Bring me some real shit.
You know what? We're going to have a good time. Hey, you know what else I got for you, man?
What you got, man?
I got, that Maze Runner. He killing people.
Oh, shit. Maze Runner.
Too late now.
Oh, goddamn.
No.
I've been waiting.
Oh, Martin.
How are they going to get out the maze? What's out there?
Oh, now,
who knows?
Here's where he's going to get mad, because it's not Maze Runner. It's American Assassin. But you know what? That Dylan O'Brien, he was in the Maze Runner, grew up a little bit, ended up being
run over by a car. Is he okay? Can he make movies right now?
A maze ran over him.
No, but I ain't fucking with no mazes right now.
But he's back now, and he's out there killing people. He's an assassin, an American assassin. They had one trailer come out for that, but now they got the red band, so you can really see the damage that he's doing.
All right.
And also, we have some news out there. Oh, man, everybody's talking about how nice Canada is. Like, man, if you don't want to deal with racism, then come on over to Canada.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Well, you might not want to go after this. But,
but sorry, Morty.
But, yeah, man, you might not want to go after seeing this. It's the same old thing up there. But we're going to show you the story on that. Also, somebody said, man, come and get your Uncle Al out these streets. Come and get your Uncle Al off this.
The Sharpie man.
Sharpie. Looking so sharp, he's sharing it with the world. Somebody said, get your Uncle Al off this Instagram right now. Yeah, Al looking good, and he want people to know. Sexy Al on the tweets and the Instagrams.
We'll go with that.
Yeah. And if we had time, there's also been a change to a very popular toy line out there. But let me go ahead and bring up, since I have them here, I just wanted to get that out the way. Now, let me go ahead and bring up the people who make these shows possible, make this streaming possible, make this business possible. Of course, I'm talking about, didn't mean to catch you so late, I'm talking about the one, the only, the chat to tat tat. How y'all doing, chat? Good to see y'all. Somebody said, of course, got your part. You damn right. That's going to be me. Yeah, man. Yeah, the chat is out here, and good to see y'all this evening. And what's up, sir?
You got to do that at your wedding.
I plan on it. That's how I plan on making my entrance. I do. Yeah. A lot of people here tonight, also in the studio. Let me go ahead and take a look at these lovely folks over here. How y'all doing? Got some, my man, what's your name again? I'm sorry, I keep forgetting. Ben. Ben made me look good at the bar the other day. I was hanging over there with my girl and another couple, and the owner. Is he the owner or the manager? The guy that was working there that night, big old white dude.
Oh, yeah. No, that's just serving.
Serving. Okay. Anyway, he's still me.
Still over at the place next to Shangri-La.
Yeah. And I was over there, and we all hanging out, and this guy comes over, and he's like, compliments of the man at the bar. And everybody's like, I knew it. Knew your ass was gay. Didn't help when you gave me a wink, man. But yeah, he gave us a couple of drinks over there, and they said, nah, he likes what you do. And they said, yeah, go over and holler at him. And he said he was coming by, but got lost last week, so we're glad to have you here. And we're going to meet our
That place is three blocks away. He got lost.
Somehow, he fell into...
He's been here before.
He fell into that pit they digging next door.
They really changed.
I know. Hello! I'll just wait. But good to see you, man. Glad you made it. Yeah, he's been on the show before.
Yeah.
And we're going to say hello to our new intern later on as the show progresses. But before we do that... Juliana! I'm always going to introduce it, but... you can't see it. There you go. Smile for everybody right there. Yay! Hey!
This monster's chair to keep squeaking. Like, anytime you move...
I know. Yep. It just cried.
Mockingbird Lane shit going on.
And I'm going to tell you guys a few other things, some other announcements. But before we get into that, let me go ahead and tell y'all how you can be a part of the show this evening. If it's not too late for you, we would love to have you. Simply pull out a keyboard and type in for us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz at gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show this evening, as I've been asking you to, in that email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, anything else you think we might need, press and bam! Up in your home talking, either on host or the weather, do those house calls on the Instagram at Double Toasted fan page. Oh, we on those Facebooks at Double Toasted. Would you like some private time with me? Type in Corey.com.5. I just might holler at you. If I don't feel like it, though, well, you got this other Corey right
side
here.
Side chick. You can find me on Facebook, Corey Gooden. You can find me on Twitter or Twitch.tv, the high score DT, all one word. Or on Instagram, DB Cooper KG, Mr. Gertz.
Yes, sir. You can find me on Facebook, Patrick Gertz. Twitter, Patrick Gertz at P Gertz. Yeah. And on Instagram at P Gertz, Mr. Thomas.
I can be found on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook.
Almost made it. Almost made it. Well, how about if Martin has the hiccups, don't worry about it. If you didn't catch that, then you can come on down to the world famous Double Toasted Studios and see us live. Just email me at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let me know if you're going to be visiting Austin, going to be moving to Austin. Hey, you already live here and didn't let nobody know. Let us know. Come see a show. Email us. Give us some details. I'll give you some details back. We'll coordinate with each other, and that way we can accommodate you. Woo! Woo! Hey, another way of accommodating you is celebrating with you. What's to celebrate, Corey? Well, we've been here for 3 years. Why, Gertz, I remember back in the day, it was about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, almost three, people looked at me and they said, Corey Coleman, you ain't going to be shit. You and your Negro Martin Thomas, y'all ain't nothing. Yeah, you never heard these things. I protected you. I never told you because I didn't want you to hear this.
You could have kept doing that.
No, man. I you know, now it's coming out because, hey, we made it. But back in the day, they said, y'all ain't going to be a goddamn thing. I never told Martin that, and I carried that with me for so long. But now we've been here for 3 years, and I'm happy. So happy that I want to celebrate with all of you. All of us do. So if you can, please join us for our 3rd year anniversary party. That's going to be on August 4th through the 7th. August 4th through the 7th. That's when we'll be having our anniversary party going from about 6 p.m. that Friday to 2 a.m. on that Sunday. Technically Monday if you want to get right down to it. And we're going to have the games, the shows, the parties, the meet and greets, lunches, brunches, prizes, all kind of stuff for you. August 4th through the 6th, 7th, depending on how you look at it, if you really want to get technical with it. And if you want more details, like, well, how to buy tickets and how much they cost, well, here's what you do. Here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go over to your browser, type in partydt.com. And when you do that, oh, look at there. I see you did it already. What's come up there? The Eventbrite page for the party. And you think that all that stuff that we're doing will cost you hundreds upon hundreds of dollars. But no, 72 hours of fun will only cost you $25, baby. So go to partydt.com. Get your tickets. As I said, we had a little thing where people thought we were sold out. We're not. Eventbrite set up something and cut it off at a certain date. We fixed it. Well, Sammy fixed it. Not me. Sammy's the one that caught it. We'd still be sitting up here trying to sell our tickets if it weren't for Sammy. So, Sammy, thank you for your service, sir.
See, I steal and I give.
Well, there's a theory going around that you actually broke that system and you could steal some tickets. But I defended you, man. I said Sammy would never do that. He would never do that. He's
unless it would benefit him.
But we are looking forward to hanging with you. And we'll remind you again before the show is done. And how's everybody doing tonight?
Swell again.
Swell again. Swell again. Man, you only drop that swell again for when you really do feel good.
I feel good,
you
man.
Sincere. That's yeah. What got you feeling so good? What's so happy about you? What the fuck is going on with you?
why you feel so good? Why you so good?
What you happy about? It's been a good day, man. I got to, you know, it was the equinox or solstice, whatever's going on now. The longest first day of the summer. Year. Yeah, I got to read a lot. I read The Runaways. Good shit. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Marley mm-hmm. Borough comic book. That's pretty dope.
Got to see some movies today.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. It has been a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and how about you, sir?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. Yeah, got to go home a little early from
Martin,
work,
how you nice doing?
Man, you.
I'm sorry, man. No. I'm sorry. What'd you say? You got to go home early?
No, you clearly don't.
Oh, please.
I'm used to that look.
Yeah. Don't do that. Ooh, that's a bad look, too. What do you do to get him that upset?
A lot of things.
He's not guiltless.
Y'all a true couple now. Look at that. Do you know that you guys have, and Sammy's getting it every day. Y'all have like...
Comic series.
Romantic fanfiction going
on? Oh, yeah, we know. They're tweaking Craiging us. They're making us a thing.
Yeah, everything has them making out, all embraced with each other. And it's even gotten to the point we make a joke. It never fails. Somebody comes in and they say, are they really dating?
It's a rite of passage. We have to go through it.
And then when we say they're not, people look so upset. Oh.
Yeah, people are legit mad. They're like, so are you? I'm like, no, we're not.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, except you and I had to go through that with our fans and with our significant others.
I don't think anybody thought that you and I were dating, or did they?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Man, I only had one sex dream about you. That's it. No. You know, that's
just the one?
Just the one,
I'm
man.
Insulted.
Yeah.
So, and you were hiccuping in it.
Yeah.
Was he wearing paisley?
Oh, yeah. He was the paisley. I just dived into him.
Just lost in paisley. Like American Beauty.
Martin under the rose petals throwing paisley.
Yeah, he opens up his shirt, paisley comes up the nipples. I'm in a bathtub of paisley while you're driving me. But yeah, man, I never knew that because the people always say that I was, but I never thought they were throwing you in the mix.
Oh yeah.
Damn, I'll bring it down to gay town. All right then, I'm still kind of proud of myself.
Hey, it was quite fabulous.
It was That's not...
they spent a lot of money.
Wow.
You got to have money to be gay.
No, you do.
Yes, you do.
You do.
Have you ever met a broke gay person?
Exactly. I have. It's the saddest thing you ever seen.
No, they're broke by gay standards, not by normal standards. Like, all right. I can't buy a diamond-encrusted collar for my poodle. I apologize.
Well, there are the gay homeless people that, you know, they didn't turn gay until they got homeless. They're like, hey, I'll suck your dick, man. So,
Jesus.
You know. No, I've seen some sad gay cases, but yeah, I didn't know they were throwing.
Wow,
gay case. I didn't know they were throwing you in there like that, man. Yeah, it's funny because there are homophobes that look at y'all like, damn, I wish I would date
us.
Yeah, y'all, you and Gertz.
Sure, keep the dreams going. If it makes you watch us,
I ain't gonna say I love that fan fiction, man. It's every day.
It's entertaining to me, and it happened. I know Gertz. I don't know how you feel about it.
It was funny at first, but it's kind of like. You got nothing else going on.
Because it's probably not. A countdown clock.
Well,
for when you guys are going to come out and just confess.
It is literally. There was a span. It was like a week where it was every day. It's like you've been tagged in a tweet. It's like, oh, more of this. Okay.
And it's not just like one picture. It's like four.
Yeah.
Every day. So you're like, All right, cool. I like your dedication, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait for y'all's Twilight movie to come out.
Soon. Soon.
Yeah, man. They putting up pictures of gay homeless people in the chat.
That's Joe Budden.
Same thing.
Damn. You don't run up on us.
I want to show y'all something right here. Now, because I've been talking about the police. I mean, you know, I was mad last week. That Philando Castile thing that happened.
You ain't mad no more?
No, I'm still mad. Yeah, I'm always going to be mad. Been mad before. I'm going to be mad. Unless we just have some miraculous change all of a sudden. But, yeah, y'all know. I told you, because I've always been fair. Martin has been the one like, man, fuck the police. But I've always been like. Yeah, I don't like police either, but I
how
can't.
How you feel about that now?
I can't lump them all together. Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you ask me right now today, things ain't changed. I ain't saying I don't like every cop out there. I don't trust any cop. None.
What I said.
Yeah, because the moment we drop our guard, shit, that's the moment you get a bullet in your ass.
Yep.
You never know. I've seen too many cases now where I thought, oh, that would never happen to that person. It's like, yeah.
Because you think if you're the person who calls the police, they're not going to shoot you.
Yeah.
And it's too many instances where they do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you, man, I'm still angry and will always be angry. I mean, you know, they said in one show I saw, anger gets shit done, you know?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I'm, that's not going to drop. But as a fair man, and I always want to give credit. Now, here's the thing. Let me just start by saying this. Last night we were having a good time last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to laugh at this situation, but we were walking back. So it was myself, it was Martin, and a couple other people were at the show. Denise was with us.
Sammy and Renee.
So everything was, we maybe had a good time. We ate, had some drinks, and we're walking back, and it's me, Mia, and Denise. And I walk up on Mia's car, and I look at her, and I'm like, what, you fucked up? Were you drunk when you came here? She was parked all on the curb.
Oh, we saw that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't know that was her car.
That was her.
We were laughing at how that person.
Yeah. Yeah, man. We walked up and I looked at her and I was like, the fuck did you do? I said, you drove like this?
The French tags.
Yeah. She did some Turkish parking, you know? Oh, no. Man, I walked up on her car. I mean, it was like it was one wheel.
Yeah.
Not just bracing the curb or brushed up against the curb. It was on the curb. And the thing that threw me off, because I said, when I said, God damn, she said, wow, did I do that? Did I? Why did I park like this? I don't know.
She turned into Turkish Urkel.
Yeah, yeah, Turkish Urkel, yeah.
Turkle?
That meant Turkish Urkel. Did I do that? But she, that's what, because she looked at it. She couldn't even remember. She's like, I don't know how I did this. So I was like, why'd you drive here? And she's like, I didn't drink. I didn't do anything. She was getting defensive. And then she looked at me and she was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, wow, shit, what happened, man? What happened? What happened? And she looked at her car. There was a big-ass dent in it.
Oh.
And somebody rammed her car and pushed it up on the curb.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that once, so it's double fucked up. One side of the car is dented. The other side, fortunately, no rotors were messed up or anything, but her rim is bent. Well, not a big deal. You can get that place, but tires on flat and everything. And
so
she's got a big ass dent in her car. And so, and man, you should have seen it too, because I'm glad this didn't happen.
How'd you get home?
I'll tell you in a little bit. Because I saw some fire trucks down the street. And you should see me. No firemen were around. I don't know. I could have stole some shit off those fire trucks. I mean, they had two big ass fire trucks, doors all open and everything, and no firemen around. But you know me. I get hot real quick, because that's the only thing I could like put together.
Mm-hmm.
Two big ass fire trucks in a car that's pushed off to the curb. And I'm like, these goddamn firemen hit this and tried to drive away. And I walked down. I was ready to tell them, who hit this goddamn car? But nobody was around. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's probably a good thing because she's like, baby, don't wait. Just come back. Wait, no, come back. And so I walked back with her. And Denise said, I'm just going to call the police. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I dove into a bush. And I ain't going to lie. I waited. They called the police and they showed up. They showed up immediately.
Oh, congrats.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember calling them out here waiting 2 hours and they didn't show up.
Oh, I was there with you. You know what it was? You called. We had called just regular police 311 or something. We called 911. And they came out immediately. And they I saw them from down the street. They were looking at the car. And I saw them there for a while. And you should have seen my ass. Because, it was taking longer than I thought. So I came up. I had my pockets turned out. I was walking my hands up. I was walking, turning circles. You know, I said, I am her fiance. I am approaching slowly. I am not care. Blah blah blah. I'm exaggerating, but I did creep. I ain't gonna lie. I let them know. I did walk up, my hands up and shit, and I was walking up slow, and they looked at me and they were like, oh, hey, sir. Not like, hey, back up. You know, because I'm the only black dude there. You know, this Turkish white girl. And I thought they'd be like, sir, could you please back up, please? But no, they were like, hey, yeah, what's going on, man? And I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, shit, I don't know if this is a trap or something. But, you know, I got there. I looked at the car. And they looked at the car with us. And they gave us all kind of advice. Now, normally a cop will look at your shit and they'll say, yeah, you know, in this particular situation, we don't want to touch anything because that could get us in trouble. But they were doing all kind of shit to the point where they just said, well, look, we're just going to help you change the tire, because they said we don't think anything is wrong with that side of the car. And they got a jack out. They lifted our car up and we changed the tire, put the other tire back on. And And they were, and they stayed there for a good 30, 40 minutes trying to help us out, man.
Yeah. Our downtown cops are used to dealing with drunk assholes. So if you call them out and you're not drunk, they're happy. And on, on a Tuesday night, nothing else is going on, sure, I'll help you change a tire. Because that means I'm not over here, sorry, where something could be happening. So, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Nah, but, you know, what I'm saying is that the whole thing with the police is that, all right, you know, they're a bunch of assholes. They don't want to do nothing for you. Because if it's not one thing, it's another. It's like, all right, you know what? They didn't show up or they took their time. Yeah, they never show up. They don't do anything. Or, all right, well, they came out here and helped us with the tire. Yeah, they did that because they didn't want to do some other shit. You know, I mean, these guys were actually very nice.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They were extremely nice. Like I said, they did shit because a cop would have told you, like, yeah, I can't tell you and I can't touch your car. But, you know, if you want to do this and get a tow, that's what I recommend. Now, let me go on about my business. But they were there as long as they needed to be. And they didn't leave until they made sure the car was going straight. And I always want to put that out there because it's important for people to see that, I think. And even when it was done, I was like, all right, you know what? I'm always talking shit about cops. Let me go ahead and take a picture with you guys. And I'd be goddamn done look like I'm being arrested for PI, public intoxication right there. Denise took the picture, and I started to put it on Facebook, and I said, man, it looks like I'm fucked up right now. And I can see rumors spreading at this moment. Corey Coleman, because there he was on town, yeah, coming from the hostel or coming from a bar, all fucked up, and these cops got him in cuffs right now or something, which is not the case. You know, as somebody who says, you know, yeah, it's cool to be angry, it's cool to be to complain, it's cool to point people out for their bullshit, but also
people say it's cool to be angry.
Yeah, it's cool to be angry because, like I said, if you're not angry, then you don't care. You know, as long as there's some shit happening, be mad about it. Get it done. And, you know, that's what happened after this Trump thing. That's why I would tell people all the time, stop being mad and fucking do something. Be mad, but do something.
Yeah, hey, man, this worked out well, and I'm happy for you. Because it does happen. The lesson I learned is if you're going to be in distress, you're going to call a cop. Make sure you have a sexy white girl there with you.
Oh, that could work against you, too. You know, like I said, I didn't know how that was going to work out. You know, sometimes you with that white girl and they think, hey, shit, you know, are you in danger, ma'am? You okay? Excuse me, ma'am, Negro walking on us. I don't know. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. But I do think it's important to show, like, also, hey, you know, for all of us that want to complain about the cops and should do so rightly, I also want to say, and like I said, if you were there, you would see how they were going out their way. I've seen cops in this kind of situation. They don't have to, like, stick around. They don't have to do what they did right there. They could have just told us, hey, call a tow truck. Nothing's wrong with your car. See you later. But they were cool. And I think that that helps some of these relations whenever you, like, go out there and give credit where credit is due. Like I said, they had just walked up and said, fuck you. You know, all right, hey, whatever. We can't help you. I'd be like, yeah, typical. But nah, man, you know, they went out their way. So, you know. I what's up?
Austin PD still on my shit list. They did not show up for me.
Yeah, I mean, they don't usually show up for me either. I'm glad you had one of those stories. And I've had that happen occasionally, too. But knowing that the people who are paid to protect me could turn on me and kill me means I'm not – it's nice that there's the stories where they're nice, but I don't think I can afford to drop my guard.
Nobody said you should. That's not a story. There's no moral to the story saying, hey, now everything is wine and roses, you know? It's nothing like that. I'm just saying, and some people are going to be like, I don't know, maybe that dude that's out there, say, you motherfucker, you're sold out. You know, sitting up there with these fucking pigs.
Why do you care about that dude?
I don't care.
Is that the dude making your Waco call?
Yeah. No, I'm just figuring, I could just see it. Like, I ain't watching the show no more. And he turns back, you know, I'm going to give him one more chance. Just one more. God damn it.
This is the one he tunes into.
That motherfucker ain't about the calls. Hanging out with these goddamn pigs. Nah, you know, like I said, it's not going to I'm not trying to convert anybody. I'm not trying to say, hey, everything is fine now. I just want to put it out there like, hey, there are good experiences to be had. And I think hopefully it'll help with some sort of communication, something where you can always say, hey, we're not overgeneralizing everything. And hopefully it'll make the situation better. Like I said, I've had bad situations with the cops. I've had good situations with the cops. I've been in one of the few the 1% of accidents out there that have been a hit and run, and the cops caught that person. I mean, I got hit so bad that that person looked at me and sped off. I saw it. Man, somebody hit me one time, and they spun my car around like spin the bottle. Mm-hmm. And I'd be, goddamn, if my car didn't stop right on that person where they were looking at me, and I was looking at them, and they're like, fuck.
They're like, you see that shit?
Yeah. They looked at me like, goddamn, I fucked that dude up. Oh, well. And they were gone. And they caught that person like about 15 minutes later. Nice. So, you know, yeah. I was lucky to be in that situation.
I was in hit and run when they caught the people.
No, were you?
Yeah.
How was it?
They did a hit and run.
How was it for you? Did it feel good?
Took off and talked to the cops. They're like, yeah, we're never going to catch those guys. And then they called me about 3 hours later. It's like, you won't believe this. We caught them. I was like, you did? That's awesome. And he said, yeah, my chief made me let him go, though. I'm like, why? He's like, don't worry about it. They're in big trouble. That's a Class C misdemeanor. I look it up. I'm like, a Class C misdemeanor ain't shit.
A misdemeanor for the majority of times isn't shit.
Right. Oh. And this was a Class C.
Mm-hmm. Not my guy.
He's like, well, they were going back to Florence. They're probably soldiers. So they just let them go. They didn't do shit.
Yeah, shit. Your case has never been with my, not mine. They told me straight up. They said, yeah, he's going to jail. And tonight, at least, he's going to jail. When he gets out, he's going to have a case. And he's going to have to pay some heavy fines. And when I called his insurance, the guy told me, like, yeah, he'll probably get dropped from this. So, you know, it was, my guy got it bad. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just lucky.
I stayed on top of mind, calling every day. What can I do? I want to testify, this and that. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't worry. We got it. Nobody did shit.
No, mine was clean. Mine was clean. In fact, I went to a lawyer, and the lawyer just said, yeah, you're getting this much, man. You know, which was a good sum.
And this guy's getting a Class C misdemeanor while we're at it, too.
Excuse me. Martin Thomas is on the phone. Yeah.
Stop calling me.
We got it.
Yeah, they just lie. Yeah, he's right here.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. He's real angry right now.
No, man.
I repent.
You hear him?
Had my apartment robbed. We caught the thief. My roommate held him in a chokehold till the police came, took him away. 2 months later, I ran into him shopping at HEB.
Wow, Martin.
I still got your shit, buddy.
He was wearing one of your Paisley shirts.
Was he robbing the HEB?
Look at me. I'm the cat daddy now.
me and another guy caught the girlfriend who was running. We caught her and said, like, look, we got your boyfriend. You might as well come on back. Sorry. Come on back. And, the police were like, you guys did good, but you should get a gun, though. Like, man, we don't want a gun. What the fuck?
Why? They're awesome.
What happened that you stopped him non-legally? Have you thought about stopping him legally?
Yeah. Nice chokehold for a bitch.
They gave Martin a 10 stars. Deputy Thomas. Good job.
Get a merit badge.
Yeah. 2 months later, shopping at HEB, and I see this girl. I was like, I know that girl from somewhere, and I can't place it. Just about to go talk to her. Then she gets together with her boyfriend and all his boys. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, I know them because they robbed us.
You took your card while you
were you didn't pay for it yet. It's not stealing.
You don't need this. Well, man, I'm sorry that you had such bad luck like that. You know?
But hey, whatever.
But hey, you know something?
Martin's good. A supervillain in the way,
know,
man.
I know.
Just terrorizing cops. All these stories led up to this.
Choke out homeless people after this.
What'd be fun if you found out he's the villain in every one of those stores?
He's the one robbing people and then hit and run.
Yeah, he's the one that robbed that girl. Martin wears a cape at night.
If only.
Oh, Martin, sir. I'm sorry, man. But hey, Martin, good old APD.
But hey, they fixed your tire.
They fixed my tire. That's one of the reasons why I love talking about cops, too, because I try to talk about a Martin below them. Fucking assholes. The asshole police department.
It's not like I don't know good cops. I know plenty.
Hey, man. There was a cop that brought us waffles at our fundraiser. So,
true.
There you go.
True. No. They did a thing in my neighborhood, Coffee with a Cop, where you showed up at the McDonald's and they bought everybody's breakfast. And you got to meet and talk. Sorry, and talk with them, and they were cool. So I'm like, hey, I'm not gonna walk around scared all the time. But if I see those red and blue lights come on behind me, I am gonna wonder, like, okay, is this my last day on Earth?
Gertz.
What?
You,
what,
boy?
What? I didn't say anything to the cop.
No, you said too much.
I didn't say, get out.
Damn near.
I didn't. Can I see your license and registration? He ain't gotta show you a goddamn.
I wasn't aware sitting in silence was doing anything.
No, the part where you said, I got you, baby. What are you doing?
This is my man. Yeah.
No. You let me handle this. Oh, is it because he's black?
I didn't say a word until we were like at least a mile away.
No, it was the precursor and then the stinger at the end. Because before he's like, you weren't doing anything wrong. I was like, girls, chill, man. Like, I don't need you being loud when he gets in this car. You're quiet. And then when we're leaving and we see another cop and he just screams out, pig!
I did not scream out pig. The windows were up.
I don't care. Cops can hear that shit.
Every Joe Biden went, pig. And you're like, Gertz.
I like the way Gertz, like, man, I didn't say nothing until we were a good 2 feet away.
Yeah.
Fuck you, pig. They pointed at you. Could you scoot over a little bit, sir?
There was a dude passing you when you got pulled over.
Man. Yeah, I know, Gertz.
Yeah.
That's called being black in America with police.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I'm well aware of that.
Yeah. You know, hey, man, if you're going to do this interracial dating thing, you got to
learn some ways. I didn't say anything. I didn't say a word.
Oh, I think you said,
I just did, I,
you said one word.
Like, I just did new, like, this is kind of fucked up. This guy's passing us, and you stopped us.
What about him, fucking cop?
Shut the fuck up. I'm sitting here like, can I reach in my back pocket to get my license, please?
Yeah.
No, Gertz is over there stewing. I'm like, Lord, please don't let this man say something.
I know. I was definitely stewing. I was definitely like, this is... Mm.
See, here's what happens. Next time you guys get pulled up together, you reach into his pocket and pull his stuff out.
I'm not reaching into Goodwin's pocket. There's enough drawings of that shit already.
Come on.
Just still shit.
Come on. You got it.
I know my way around here.
Oh, but hey, man. I just wanted to say, want to give credit where credit is due. Now, and also... thankful that my girl's car wasn't too bad. We were able to drive it. It was not that bad. We changed the tire, got it back.
Any kind of thing like that you can drive away from, I think is good.
No, it was. And she hates driving so much. I think she wanted it to happen. I think because she saw the car and she was just kind of like, because she doesn't have she only has liability. So she doesn't. Yeah, she's not. She's like, I own the car. I've already paid it off.
Sure.
So when she saw that, she was just like, oh well, whatever. Yeah, you know, she hates driving. Every time we driving around, if I'm not driving and she has to drive, she just. Why do cars have to exist? I'm like, God damn.
It's better than walking. Yeah. You can take a bicycle.
Yeah, that's why you're nipping. But
dude, I saw this thing the other day: a motorized unicycle. Some black dude on a unicycle, and it was like the Vespa of unicycles, just one wheel, motorized, sitting on it, just going down Sixth Street.
Now shut up! Now that's the black dude the police should shoot. you know you in a fucking hipster town when you see a motorized unicycle. A motorized unicycle.
Yeah.
So what
I tried to take a picture because I was like, I've never seen this before, but he went by so fast.
It's just a blur.
I looked him up. It was not last Sunday, Sunday before last. I looked him up on, got my phone out and looked him up. It's like, yeah, it's about $600 to buy one of those.
That's too much. Sitting up there, get a fucking bike like everybody else, man. Instead of look like you got one wheel stuck up your ass. Why you got it? I hate that shit, man.
It's covered like a Vespa or a moped.
For some reason.
But it's just like it's like you're riding a ball almost.
I hate to be this way, but for some reason I see a motherfucker on a unicycle and I just want to punch them. I don't know why. That's just some straight up hipster shit. I don't know what it is. I'm just kind of like, just get a fucking bike like everybody else. That's all I'm asking you for. Gotta be goddamn different. Doing some shit from the 1830s.
Well, you ever rode one?
What? No, I have not.
See, you might love it.
Punch myself. So, I don't know, man. But only in Austin, man.
Black or Portland.
Dude. What's that?
Or Portland.
Or New York.
Yeah.
Saw it in Richmond a few times.
Or Venice Beach.
Oh, let's see here. Now, I don't want to. Martin's already mad at the cops. I don't want to upset him anymore. But, you know, I'll just whisper it to you. You know that new Game of Thrones trailer's out?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, shit.
Don't tell Mark.
Oh, fuck. Shh. He's right next to you.
I know. He's in the house. Have you seen this trailer, Martin?
No, don't do it. Oh, it's too late.
That's cop shit.
There you go. At this point, blah, blah, blah. Fucking pigs. But, now that it's out the bag, Martin, they got that new Game of Thrones trailer out. And they're on season 7. And season 7 is where they're saying, you know what?
Fuck the books.
Fuck the books. We finally
we can't read anyway.
We're on. Hey, look, the books were taking too long.
Goddamn slow.
Exactly. That man sitting up there wearing that sailor's cap, taking his time and shit, looking like Bluto. What's his name?
Bluto.
George R. Martin.
Taking like Bluto's daddy.
Looking like Bluto, that's up there taking his time writing these goddamn books. Spending your money on hoes and shit. You know what? We're just going to leave, all right? We're going to go right past you on this. And they say this is the last season, and we're just going to wrap everything up ourselves.
No, it's not the last season.
Is it not the last
There's
season?
One more I left after this.
It is like one season, but they split it.
But they split it.
Yeah, there are two shorter seasons.
But the second half won't come out for 2 years?
Something like that. Yeah, that's what they did.
It's essentially 2 seasons.
Doing that Harry Potter shit, yeah. You know? But, hey, that's fine. As long as we're getting closer to what everybody wants. They don't want to leave Game of Thrones, but they really want to know what's going to happen, so they really want to see the end that much quicker. And with this new trailer that's out. Now, Martin was like saying, well, man, they only got a few weeks before. It's like, why are they doing this shit? You know, just wait. That's wrong. What's wrong with these kids? They can't wait. Got to have all these teasers and teasers before teasing. Teasers for trailers. But with this, the thing that they're doing is they really are setting – it's pretty much a thing where they're saying, hey – If you forgot or you weren't keeping up or you had other things going on, let us catch you up on what's happening here. And some of the things that they're doing in this trailer really are whetting people's appetite, brushing them up on some of the things that have been happening with it and setting it up for some really, really big events that are going to occur. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer, which just dropped today for Game of Thrones Season 7, Part 1. And we will and we will be back with our opinions.
Always. In your mind.
Oops, man. Put on the right thing there. Hold on. Oh, there it is. I'm sorry.
Say, damn, that is a teaser.
There you go. That's all you get.
Got your ass.
Yeah. Boy, where's she going? I can't wait to see what her destination is. Let me go ahead and start it right here. Here we go. Season 7 of Game of Thrones.
Don't fight in the north or the south. Fight every battle, everywhere. Always. In your mind.
She might shut the fuck up.
Centuries our families fought together against their common enemy, despite their differences, together. We need to do the same if we're going to survive, because the enemy is real. It's always been real.
Snows fall and the white winds blow. The lone wolf dies, but the pack survives.
Now, if you've been keeping up with Game of Thrones, as I said, you know there are certain things that are happening that probably have you excited. But even if you haven't kept up with it, because look, let's be honest, I mean, it's funny, I can't speak for everyone, but as much as we claim to love Game of Thrones and how we watch every episode, mm-hmm. once we leave, we forget everything that's going on.
I sure do, man. It's hard to keep track of the names. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna be the first to say I don't know names. I can't remember what's happening. All I know is that like you just said, or you said before we start the show, titties and dragons. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I remember.
Right.
Yeah, dragons with titties.
You know? God, they should rename the show.
Yeah, fly old BB like these. People like, whoa, shit.
Like, why is this show such a phenomenon? It's like, you know why it is.
People throwing dollars at dragons. But the thing that happens here in this trailer, which is why I like it so much, is that even if you aren't keeping up with it, there's a lot of things that you can see where, man, these characters really have changed and come around and are totally different people from the first season.
Sure.
I mean, those Stark girls are way different people than what they used to be.
They've had to grow up.
They've had to, and fast. That's what I love about it. That, you know, Sansa, totally different person. And I love the way Sansa is right now, because Sansa, everybody saw her. She was Joffrey's bitch for a while.
Victim number one.
Yeah. She, when I say that, she was just like, oh, Joffrey, oh, I just want to be a queen. I just want to be
a princess.
I want to be glamorous, you know. And everybody hated Sansa. I hated Sansa. People still hating on Sansa right now. You know, and if you look at the beginning of the trailer here, people still saying, damn, you still getting your mind fucked by dudes. I mean, Littlefinger just narrating it. You probably falling for every little bit he's saying.
Don't fight in the north or the south. Fight every battle, everywhere. Always.
You know, he's probably behind a tree saying this.
I'm in your mind, girl. Yeah.
I don't look behind you. I'm just here. But this is this is something where, you know, a lot of people, they watch this and they look at and it was Littlefinger, the guy that everybody says is so slimy, everybody hates. See if I can find a picture of him. And that's one of the things that's important with this, is because when I look at this, everybody's saying that she is probably going to be somebody that is going to mess up, because she's going to find herself still being controlled by Littlefinger.
You think so?
Well, that's what, you know, some people are saying.
It seemed like with last season, she was just like, okay, I know what this dude is all about.
I'm on to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's why I say this, because I see it. I'm like, look at this picture right there. Like, what I do? Hey, I'm just trying to get by. Looking like Will Valley right there.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean? Hey, I'm just wheeling and dealing. Hey. Hey, I'm just doing business here. You know, but you know, that's the thing about it, man. A lot of people have such little faith in Sansa, they still saying, yeah, she's falling for this dude's shit.
No, and everybody had to grow up, and she was the last one, but she finally did.
Yeah, especially with that dog scene at the end of the last season.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, man.
She's like, I'm watching this shit.
That's the thing about Sansa. Now, Sansa's come a long way, and like, people forget. That's what I'm saying. People forget, just in a matter of months, they forget not only is she more strong now, but she can be cold too. Like you said, when what's his name?
Ramsay.
Ramsay got, when she watched him, just sat there and watched him get eaten alive by dogs. She like,
so moist.
No, she's like, she really just right now, she's masturbating that shit.
I thought about that dog, looked like he was gonna savor it, but just went like, nah.
No. Because that's when he was.
Can I take my time? No.
Okay. It's a dog from King Arthur too.
It's the same dog. That dog really liked that cologne he was wearing.
It was a magnet on it.
I know. I like the way he spent that shit up too. They making out and shit right now. But you see how cold she's gotten, man. How strong she's gotten. A lot of people even saying that, and I'm one of them. They say, well, you know what? He'll wiggle his way out of it. I think that he's gonna end up playing himself. He's dick riding way too hard to try to get close to that throne. And Nat's just going to let him play himself.
Because for so long, he's been able to stay out of it and just kind of manipulate people and work things. But as it was getting closer, he started getting hungry and smelling himself. And like, all right, now I can really get in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, she sees right through him.
And I think she's going to end up executing his ass at some point. Or he's at least going to get in prison.
I doubt that she will, but somebody's going to catch him.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it might be her, though. Like, I feel like she'd be like, you killed my aunt. You tried to marry me. You did all this other stuff. Like, I'm the only one around you that seems to be able to see through your bullshit. And I feel like she's going to get some kind of power to where she can't say, I want him dead.
Did they not have that confrontation already when she said that to him?
But yeah, she said that, but it was like, you need to stay away from me because if I see you again, XXY will happen. And then, so if he shows up his face again, which we see from here, he most likely will.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, they told him. She said, get the fuck away from me. It's like, oh, girl, you just playing. you know you love me.
But he did her a huge solid at the end of last season.
And that's even worse. In Game of Thrones, when no good deed goes unpunished.
Right.
In fact, the nicer people are, the worse I think they get it.
Well, that was the thing I noticed back when they were going from George R.R. Martin's books, which there was a lot of no good deed went unpunished. Anything you did that was somewhat questionable, you paid for it.
Yeah.
The good died young, and there was no justice for anybody. And then once they started leaving his books and going away from that, mm-hmm. it became more traditional where, okay, you fucked up here, now you die. Now we get justice. You're the bad guy, you're going to die in a horrible way.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, it's one of the things that upset
people. It became more about pleasing the audience
than
just whatever his whims
were. Some people are saying, look, man, this felt good right here.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like, you know, if it was some real George R.R. Martin shit, Ramsey never would have gone out like that.
Exactly.
You know.
He'd have gone on forever.
Yeah, he would.
Like Joffrey ruled for way too long. Normal TV writers would not have let that happen that long. Or when he died, it would have been way more ceremonious.
Oh, yes. Yeah. In fact, if this had been George R.R. Martin, Ramsey would have ate that dog.
Exactly. Yeah. And then talk shit afterwards.
Yeah.
And you should still be sitting there going, God damn.
Yeah. When is this guy going to get it? Never. But I still think that they've gone strong with these characters as far as your main characters becoming something different, because they're saying this all this time, nobody's ever noticed. You know, we've been playing chess with your ass right now. It's really, forget about the adults in the background. It's the kids who are going to be the ones to come up and take care of all this. They were going to be the ones to inherit all these kingdoms and legacies. And it's not only Sansa, but we also have Arya. I love the way she's finally become a badass, man.
She's a little psychopath now.
That's the thing about it. She actually kind of made me mad
but she's
a little
earned
bit.
It. Yeah, you know, she's gone through so much shit.
You get why she is the way she is, but still it's like, I don't see a happy ending for you either.
All that shit she had to go through with the waif?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, all of that. I mean, it's kind of twisted a little bit. She's a helmet away from being Darth Vader right there. You know, that's what I've always said with this character. And that's why Game of Thrones is so cool, I think, because we begin to see that this character is even, and maybe a little heavy-handed here because they show her dressed in these dark clothes. They might be reflecting that she's gone so far into this area where she's been so independent, had to take care of herself so much that she's inherited some darkness in her.
And I would say, like, from this trailer, they showed everybody wearing black. So, like, you saw Cersei, who's been in black since the she took out everybody in the church. But they showed Arya's in black, Sansa's in black, Jon Snow's still in black. So, like, everybody in here is black. So everybody has no one in this is pure anymore. So I'm thinking that's what the trailer is trying to show. Like, everyone has some dirt on them.
Yeah, no, that is true. That is true, man. But she's always been my favorite character. I hope she doesn't go too far deep, and because I always have loved this character right here. She's been from day one, when on that first episode I saw when she told her sister Sansa, she was like, "Man, that Joffrey motherfucker ain't shit. Stop being quit being stupid." You know, she was proven right, and ever since then, she's the one that was like, "I ain't trying to have no motherfucker take care of me. I want to kill people. I want to work a sword.
Yeah.
You know, I want." And plus, I just like that actress, man. You ever seen her Crip Walk?
Yes, yes, I have.
This little British ass girl, man, she can Crip Walk like gang members in L.A. Man, she's part of the Crips right now. She got on her blue. She's out there walking. I think that's why I like that character so much, just because I've always just loved that actress, man, ever since I've seen her in interviews. She's just cool. She's 20 years old now. But
she's 20?
She's 20 now.
Damn.
I mean, not here, but, you know, that was back when she was like 11 or something. But she was she's 20 now. Yeah, she's up there, man. She's got that baby face. Mm-hmm. And the thing that people are saying, all right, that's cool. That's some stuff that's been happening in the series. Those are the themes that have been going there. They've been leading up to them, and we're finally seeing them come to fruition. And we realize this. One of the things, though, that people are saying, all right, now we're getting to stuff that's that we've wanted to see, things that we want to happen. And a lot of people are saying, I'm so glad it looks like they're about to wipe the smugness off these goddamn Lannisters, man. They've already got rid of 2.5. Like, they got rid of Joffrey, Tywin, and then Jaime's hand.
So, they got her daughter, too, right?
That's right. They got her daughter.
And the boy killed himself.
He jumped out a window.
Yeah, a lot of Lannisters have gone out.
And Tyrion, they exiled.
All of Cersei's kids are dead.
All of them are dead, and everybody's saying, now it's the end, because everything, for one, these Lannisters have been dropping one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is they're trying to protect that throne, that Iron Throne. And they said, yeah, everybody wants to sit on that shit. So.
Well, plus the whole revelation where they've always been like, a Lannister always pays their debts. And they're like, yeah, but we're actually kind of broke. Just keep it under your hat.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone hates Cersei because she blew up the Sept and killed like so many different families in there. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. And everybody hates Cersei right now. I hate Cersei. But even I got to give us the credit.
But at times, when she pulled that move, it's like, man, you're a bitch, but that was gangster.
Yeah,
she
was awesome.
I went got that red wand. I'm like, get it, girl.
Her strategy is so tight. That shit makes me hard. I'm going to miss this bitch when she's gone, man. I can't tell you how many times I've jacked off to Cersei just doing some foul shit. Just being evil.
Her blowing up that church was sexy as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Black dress on, I was like, yo.
Yeah, man.
I think mass murder was dope.
But wait, why is she not here?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Let me out.
That revelation was so good. It's like, why do you think she's not here? No, it was one dude who was like, hey, where's Cersei? Oh, fuck.
God damn.
You know she ain't around. Some shit is going down. And that's why I said, man, I love Cersei. I love Cersei. But even I got to admit, as much as I love her, because ain't nothing hotter than an older woman that got shit under control.
They got power.
How to work shit.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell you. I mean, I had a woman principal one time. I remember I had to go there and get a spanking. I can't tell you how many times I said, hit me harder. Harder. You know, I love this shit, man. That's why I love older women, because of shit like this. And I love Cersei, but she got to fucking go. Like
she
all
got
those
to go.
Other Lannisters, man. When they say they always pay their debts, they have to pay
every fucking debt.
They got a huge tab running right now, and it's time to pay up. And that's why people are so excited, because they say, all right, man, King's Landing, they showing everybody going off on that shit now.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Daenerys Targaryen.
Daenerys, man. They already showing her
Denise.
Denise. I'm going to attack the castle.
I've got dragons.
Draconis. It's just her in a mascot costume.
Fly. Fly.
Oh, Lord. You imagine her going through all them names.
Mother of dragons.
Oh, no.
Like, Jesus, Shotty.
But nah, they're showing Daenerys coming in, and she's coming. She's going hard on King's Landing. Like, everybody's going off on King's Landing, if you see her, and everybody's happy. They say, it is done. There's no way they can fight all these people. Because you see the Dothraki already coming in, and they also have, on top of that, you see a whole scene where the Unsullied just bust the door down. Let me in this motherfucker, right? And then they are invading this place hard. If you think that it's just a couple of armies, they can handle that. Well, you can see those dragons swooping down on that castle too, right there.
This ain't the first time Cersei's had her back against the wall in King's Landing, and shit just turned.
It's done, man.
She's going to take out a lot of people before she goes.
She got the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy coming down her ass right in, including Smaug. Well, so it's
the first time she got lucky, because her dad came in and bailed her out. She was getting ready to kill herself and her son.
Yeah, that's true.
The last thing she did, I mean. It was cool, but it still wasn't that well thought out. It's like, you just kind of made a ton of enemies right here.
I don't think they liked her from the beginning anyway.
Yeah, like, but
they were already getting ready to go at it with the Rose people. I forgot their name, the Tyrells, I think.
But it was literally that event that brought everyone together. It brought the Tyrells together. It brought Oberyn's family together.
Yeah. The Martells.
The Martells. I don't know.
That's done. And if the one thing, if you don't believe nothing else, like, they got one dragon. That's it. That bitch Cersei, save her for me. I want that. He's licking his lips for it right now. A lot of people, I mean, being at this the last season, technically, you know, Split in Two, and saying that this is done. It's done.
Well, what I'm most excited about is the revelation that Jon Snow is a Targaryen, and that the rumor that Tyrion is one.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of Jon Snow, you know, that's why a lot of people are looking forward to this. You got a couple of epic battles that are probably coming up over the North Wall, because they're saying, all right, everybody's looking at. You're looking at a couple of beasts in here, Cersei and these dragons and everything, but they got
those ice zombies.
Man, those they like, hey, we still out here.
Frozen Darth Maul.
Hey, like, yeah, you been looking at them dragons fucking up, but don't forget, we fuck shit up too. And they said there's going to be. You can see already that they're going to have some epic moments with these White Walkers. They've showed you some scenes in there where they actually fought them. I mean, you really couldn't go by that scene right there because he knocked them out quick. Boy, that must have been the first one they sent out, because he knocked his ass out quick right there. He must have been the one they don't like.
Right.
Just go on out there, man. We'll get with you. We're right behind you, dude. That's Jon Snow taking out a White Walker. And they're saying that that's going to be something.
Are you sure that's a White Walker?
I don't think that's a White Walker.
It looked like it was just a wildling.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Yeah. You know, maybe not, because I thought that it was one of those, you know, let me see.
One of the zombie ones?
Yeah, I thought it was one of the zombie ones right there. But, you know, you never know. You could be right there. Because they showed a bunch of scenes where they were fighting White Walkers, and I thought that might have been one.
Yeah, and it seems like, I mean, they've showed a lot of the major characters, but they're still missing, like, some big movers and shakers. Like, I didn't see Melisandre. I mean, I know she ran away in the last season, but, like, I'm assuming she's going to come back and cause some damage. Yeah. And then the Sand Snakes, like, they took out her daughter, so obviously they're going to be in there doing something, so who knows?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You know, I just look at things that ain't here, and people are actually forgetting about some characters because they're the things that they're losing their shit over. Like, everybody's been tweeting all day, hey, you see that flaming sword that they got right there? And everybody's like saying, well, what's the big deal about that? And they say that this is a big deal right here because this sword is actually going to be a big weapon against the White Walkers.
The Sword of Omens.
Yeah, is that what it is? I don't know.
Shut the fuck up. I appreciated that reference, Martin.
Who's that character right there?
That's Beric Dondarrion.
Dondarrion, yeah. That's right.
Sure. That sounds made up.
No, it is.
Aren't they all?
That's Targaryen. That's Beric Dondarrion.
Not all.
Unlike every other real thing in this show. Yeah. No, and they're saying that also this is a big deal because it's a weapon of another character, Stannis Baratheon.
Yeah.
And they say that's a weapon that he had when he was
man,
he was
that
alive.
Dude went out like a bitch.
He should have did, man. Did. And he should, because apparently...
That's what you get for burning kids.
Yeah,
pretty old dog.
I cracked up at that. I did, too. Oh, my God. I was in the north door watching, and I was cracking up laughing. I hear people crying around me.
I love that his man went like... He burned his own daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck this guy.
Oh, yeah. No,
he gives a shit about you and me?
When he went setting swords on fire, he was setting little girls on fire. Right there. Like,
I'll do anything to help, Daddy.
Next scene.
All right.
I like how they showed, like, Melisandre, like, yeah, this is going to work. And behind her are all the men like, no.
Yeah. I don't want to play this game no more.
This isn't fun.
And I remember we were watching this too. Yeah, we were at the North Door, and Goodwin and I were the only ones laughing because there was people crying. Oh, this is so hard.
How can he do that? Like, who is she? Like,
I looked at
Goodwin
and I said, man, you want to get some barbecue? Shut up. But yeah, man, it's something that a lot of people are looking forward to, and I don't blame them. There are things I forgot, and I'm surprised I can even remember that much that I just told you right there. Mm-hmm. So. I'm really looking forward to it. And there are characters I don't even remember what they did. I barely remember Theon's brother. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I forgot he was crazy.
The uncle takes over the Ironborn.
Threw that dude over that bridge.
Yeah.
Where's our father down there?
Looking like, he stupidly met his rival out on a bridge in the middle of the night.
Looking like Lemmy from Motorhead right there.
He does.
But... Yeah, I am. I didn't really pay attention to Game of Thrones because, I mean, there's so much television out there to watch right now. Mm-hmm. There's so much to keep you busy. That's what's great about living in this age of fine television now. You got a lot to keep you distracted.
We're at a point now where there's so much great television that if somebody tells you about a show, a great show that you haven't seen, you don't even feel bad that you missed it anymore. It's just like, dude, this just, I can't be everywhere.
Yeah, this stuff like I want to see, like I haven't seen any of season 3 of Fargo, and I loved Fargo season 1 and 2, but there's so much other stuff I need to catch up on before I start that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
man, every day somebody tells me about something new. Like since 8, I passed up, and everybody's telling me, no, you should watch that.
It's canceled now.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It's based. Yeah. That was the most expensive show ever.
Yeah.
Oh. You can mark it off your list.
I guess I can.
You were right. Gay people are expensive. There was a lot of gay people that were mad about that. We got this a little side note right here. We know a gay guy named Kirk. Kirk don't ever talk to me. Kirk does his job at the movie screenings, gives me my shit, tells me to go in and sit down and be quiet. The day they canceled Sense 8, I don't even watch that show. He's like, did you hear about Sense 8? I was like, what? He's like, they took it off the air. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
It was a beautiful thing.
Wait, did they finish the second season?
No, yeah, the second season is done, but they're not doing anymore after that because it was so expensive to make.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, but with this, haven't forgot about it. This is why they need another trailer because it pulled me back in. I looked at this and I was like, wow, this is amazing right here, what they've done all this time, and that they can keep pulling me back in. I'm looking so forward to this last season here. What do y'all got to say real quick?
Are the White Walkers that much of a threat if you don't live, like, a certain point north? Like, if I move down to Mexico and this was, like, a real spot, would I have to worry about White Walkers?
Yeah, but then you're leaving your castle, and they're like the mummy, where, like, the mummy moves so slow you can always outrun it. But at some point, you're going to sleep, and it's not going to.
And you're
going
to run out of places to run.
Yeah.
But winter has been coming for, like, 50 years.
Plus, the White Walkers wouldn't be that big of a threat if they didn't have that power to take somebody and turn them into one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they could always build their army.
I just feel like if you had a summer home, like if I was one of the Starks, I'd be like, all right, we need to go hang out. And
I get it. You're someplace hot, and they're like, we don't want to do that.
Yeah. But, you know, what if you like cold weather, man? You know, what if you like seasons?
Cold weather or death? I mean,
they seem to be in Europe where that's just a part of the game.
Anyway, you got any parting words?
It looks dope. I can't wait for it. It sucks that it's separated in two different parts.
Yeah.
It really does, especially with the second part coming two years later.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long-ass wait.
Yeah.
They got to do another one of these wrap-ups.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I'm really looking forward to it. I've been loving the show since the first season.
Yeah, it's one of the most consistent shows that they have up there. People are saying, you know, fuck Walking Dead, man.
I'll just watch these.
Yes.
Fuck Walking Dead. Z-Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see here. We'll go ahead and get into our second trailer right here, which is going to be American Assassin. Now, the thing with American Assassin is that it stars a young actor that people probably don't really, really recognize right now. You know, he was actually injured not too long ago, so he's kind of out of the game a little bit. But now he's back. Of course, I'm talking about that Maze Runner himself, Dylan O'Brien. And that's young Dylan O'Brien right there. I know.
Why you got that black and white picture like he's dead?
I know. Looking like something out the 50s and shit right there. And I put that up there for a reason, because you look at that picture and he looks corny as hell. You're like, yep, Dylan O'Brien at your service, sir. Speed of delivery. Yeah, you know, he almost looked like a ventriloquist dummy. Like, you put some lines on his mouth.
Yeah,
he looks like that head could just spin around right now.
Hey, Slappy.
Yeah, hey. Yep, sir. Hey, how you doing? Giggles and laughs. You know, you're looking at him, you're like, boy, that's a goofy son of a bitch right there. You wouldn't say that shit right now. Not if you saw him in this movie right here. My man has come a long way. That car wreck toughened his ass up.
It did put steel parts in him.
Yeah, he's like a cyborg now. And they're putting him to good use. They're putting him in here with Birdman, and he's out there saying, hey, you know what? Some bad guys came in, some terrorists that came in, killed my girl, and I just want to go and I really want to fight back. I want to help people not go through the pain that I went through. I want to help this country. And people say, man, stop fucking lying. You just mad. You just want some revenge. You know, you just mad about your girl. You know, tell the truth. And if you want to do it, you better get that shit out your mind, because it might get you killed. Let's go ahead and take a look at American Assassin, and we'll be back after this.
That day on the beach, it changed everything. revenge. What do you think? You're gonna jump from cell to cell taking out terrorists?
For starters, yeah.
Our people here like your agenda, Mitch. I know exactly what to do with you.
So what do I need to know about this guy?
He's a warrior. One of the best I've ever known.
Some bad shit happened to you. Now you want to go kill terrorists, am I right?
You want to get crazy, Josh?
Out there, it's about the mission, not about you.
Slice a man's throat right here like this.
He's testing through the roof. Speed, focus. He's off the charts.
I've seen off the charts before.
Not like this.
You think you're special? Never, ever let it get personal.
What is it you think we do here?
Kill people who need to be killed.
We got a problem. 6 days ago, 15 kilos of plutonium went missing.
Take a look at this.
It can't be him.
It's him, Irene. It's Ghost.
Why is this guy after you? Something personal, something?
Everything he did there, I taught him how to do it.
There's a fucking nuke in play.
You got 48 hours
to stop him.
I trusted you.
You should have come for me.
Eliminate the target.
Yes, sir.
Where's the rest of your team? Where's the new me?
This whole thing is just a means to an end for you, isn't it?
No. This is just the beginning.
It took me a while to watch this because I had to watch this about three times. I said, did Michael Keaton just eat somebody? He went to a guy's neck in this. And I was looking at it too and I was like, God damn, because Michael Keaton was chained up when he did it. I was like saying, these must be the dumbest criminals or terrorists because you got him chained up. Why you even get that close? It was like, hey man, come here, let me tell you a secret. Yeah. You know, I was like, wow. This has moments where it seems like it's really cool, and it has moments where it seems like it's kind of dumb. One of the things that I do love about it is that looking at Michael Keaton right there.
Yeah, I think Michael Keaton is a real badass of this movie.
Oh, I know. Because I look at it and I'm like, Michael Keaton, I mean, for a guy that was a couple years ago, we kind of just wrote him off like, all right, your career is done. Now he's back and a badass too. Walking the middle of the street, killing Girl Scouts in broad daylight. Give me the goddamn cookies right there.
Watch those tagalongs.
Yeah. I ain't paying $4.50 a box.
Fucking Thin Mints.
They were $4 last year.
You know, and you're right. He is a bigger badass than Dylan O'Brien. I like the way Dylan O'Brien thinks, like, yeah, old man, yeah, you can't handle this shit. Run at him. He's like, motherfucker, I was Batman and Birdman. I was two superheroes.
And I was Jack Frost. Yeah.
And the Beetlejuice. And Beetlejuice. Who are you?
Say my name three times.
And the guy who ripped off the McDonald's brothers.
I'm Ray Kroc, bitch.
I don't give a fuck. Put you back in that goddamn maze. You keep fucking with me.
It also looks like Dylan O'Brien having his girlfriend killed turned him into Casey Affleck.
Oh, I know. Yeah, with that beard and shit. But that's the thing. I mean, don't write Dylan O'Brien.
Don't sleep on Dylan.
Don't sleep on Dylan. Because in this, he's doing some dirt too. Because I love, you know, you got Michael Keaton and he's doing some clean kills. You know, he's professional. You know, that's why he kills people in broad daylight. He, you know, doesn't leave any mess or anything except when he's biting into your neck. But Dylan O'Brien, he's brutal with his shit. You know, he's the young one. I don't give a fuck how you go out. I'm gonna put on a show. I'm not going to break a bone. That shit's going to come out your body. Ah! You know, he's got bones sticking
out. Oh,
shit. Oh, yeah. Use it as a weapon to stab you.
Yeah. You did not. This trailer moves so fast. There are some really brutal shit that you don't see. And I love the way that guy yelled. It wasn't one of those movie yells like, oh, no, that sounded like some real shit. You got hurt.
Like his bone really broke.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Yeah, man. He kills people in insulting ways. Like that dude in that tracksuit who couldn't run fast enough in that suit.
Jesus.
Getting blood all over his boys. I mean, ran over him in a box. And then you see the later, like the dude ain't even dead yet. He runs over the guy's head. I mean, this movie is going to be brutal. It's going to be like the Jason Bourne shit that you probably but didn't get. And that's what kind of got me. That's what drew me in. I was like, wow, I like messy shit like this. But there are some things that pull me out, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get your opinion on this, because y'all looking at the violence, and y'all like, I get the feeling y'all are saying, that's kind of badass right there.
It looks interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's enough to like get your attention, though,
sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, you break a man's bone, it's coming out of his body, like, okay, all right, tell me more.
I see what you're doing with that car. I appreciate it.
Where it gets me, though, is when they start getting to the superhero shit. Because, see, I was taking it as sort of a real gritty action thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting some X-Men shit.
He's testing through the roof. Speed, focus.
You know, his speed and focus. He's in there testing with shit that don't exist yet.
Yeah, he's off the chart. We've never had someone like this before.
Yeah. He's like, actually Xavier's, you know,
in the danger right room. There.
Yeah.
And Cerebro.
Yeah, man. And I was thinking, all right, no, now we're getting into some superhero shit. And on top of that, if we want to bring it back to the spy stuff, we're going into cliche spy territory.
There's a fucking nuke in place.
Oh, we're still in nukes again.
Yeah. As soon as they said nuke, I was like, oh, god damn it, again?
Yeah, we're dealing with hackers now, you know.
How do people keep stealing nukes?
Yeah.
You know, you have no idea how hard it is to keep control of plutonium.
Yeah.
Apparently it's an issue in the world right now.
Yeah,
in the Simpsons, yeah.
You don't, no, that's old shit. You know, that's Cold War shit. Today, you don't steal nukes. You hack the codes into the government and launch them yourself.
Well, you can't, like, kill a hacker, though. Like, that's not going to look good on a picture.
That's not badass.
Like, yeah, that's not badass
hacker.
Like, okay, what's a badass hacker?
They tried to do badass hacker with Dr. Doom and Fantastic Four. How did that go?
Kick down the door, and he looks like that dude from South Park.
Oh, that movie with Chris Hemsworth. Black
Hat. Yeah. You look like Thor, but you're a hacker. That's funny. No, you're right, because we never bought that.
You don't want that, man.
No, because if you look like Thor, you ain't on the computer. You
know.
No, you ain't. You're not on. You know, you're not on Tinder. You're actually out there fucking.
Right. You are Tinder.
Yeah, but still, that's some cliched shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
And what really got me on this, I said, oh, no. Because Martin and I used to say this back in the day. Oh, shit. The Kitsch of Death. Taylor Kitsch.
I know. I was like, did I just see Taylor Kitsch? I was like, no. Maybe I was Dylan O'Brien and it looked wrong, but I was like, please tell me that wasn't
The Kitsch of Death.
The Kitsch of Death. If you don't know what we're talking about, Taylor Kitsch is a guy that's been given so many chances in Hollywood. Some people even say he's cursed. Some people say he's a walking curse.
He's Jai Courtney.
So, yeah, but Jai Courtney actually is in some hit movies. If Taylor Kitsch was in your movie, then your shit was gone. Do I need to remind you about John Carter of Mars and Battleship?
Yeah, because I forgot about him.
Even Taylor Kitsch, he's looking at people right now like, are y'all sure you want me in this shit?
I like Rihanna looking at him in that poster. You're going to fuck this up.
Yeah.
Me, aren't you?
Wolverine, X-Men Origins, Savages.
Gambit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Man, I forgot about that one. Yeah, Taylor Kitsch is a guy who's been given so many chances in Hollywood and fucked up so many movies. If he was black, Hollywood would not blacklist him. They would kill him. They would do some mob shit.
And the funny thing about those two movies when they came out, because I think it was like the same year or almost so close together, he probably figured like, hey, I'm playing John Carter. I am the lead as a superhero who was the first superhero, basically.
Yeah.
And my other movie, it's a Michael Bay-ish movie that's like Transformers. So you know I'm blowing up this year.
Man, ain't that some shit? Well, you have.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth, are you Thor? Well, I guess some people know who Thor is, but that's cute. Yeah. Good luck with that,
yeah,
man.
Whatever. Yeah, that battleship sunk. It sunk hard. That must be some shit because like, you really can't blame the guy, man. Fucking Thor 2 went off to do amazing. And John Carter, you know, John Carter fails. Even some shit that truly is bad. Transformers, I'll be honest with you, Battleship is a horrible movie, but Transformers ain't really no different, except it's just got a bigger property in it.
I don't want to be in the position of defending Transformers, because I hate those movies, But Battleship is much worse.
Way worse. They made a board game. A full-fledged movie. And you can do that. Clue was great.
Yeah.
But with Battleship, it was a mess. And the second I saw Rihanna's casting this, I said, okay, that's enough. No, you guys are going too far.
It takes 10 to 15 minutes in Battleship to realize they had nothing.
Even Liam Neeson was sleepwalking through that.
I forgot that it was a simple board game where y'all sink each other's battleship, but to make it a movie, they had to add aliens.
Aliens. Out of nowhere. I was like, all right.
And a decommissioned battleship from a museum that saved the day.
Yeah. And I was like, I ain't never played this version of Battleship.
I know what we're watching this Saturday.
Y'all go ahead.
That movie is horrible, man.
Yeah, I know.
But it's a fun horrible.
Yeah. Knock yourselves out. And believe me, you'll want to by the time it's done. But, the thing that brought me back in is that near the end of the trailer, I was like, all right, you know something? I get it now. I mean, in that short amount of time, I see what they're going for, at least from this trailer right here. It's going to be something that's taking itself seriously, but it's going to be a dumb action film. And that could work in his favor.
Well, at least it's telling us that. Like, I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, it's somewhere between The Bourne Identity and The Accountant. But, like, with The Accountant, the Accountant built itself like it was something much smarter, more of an independent movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where when you saw it, you're like, oh, no, you're just a dumb action movie that wants to be a franchise.
Yeah.
With this, as the longer you watch it, you're more like, okay, this wants to be that too.
Well, they seem to show a good chunk of the movie in this. This trailer was long as hell.
Yeah.
They were showing a lot of scenes.
It just, what they do is they show a lot. It's, mm-hmm. it's not a long trailer. You just get a lot of imagery in there because it's a Red Band trailer. And that's why I saw this and I said, you know something? Okay, I can probably get with this because it's nothing different from what they do in The Bourne Identity except – as we said, they just give you more blood in this.
Yeah,
you know. And when I saw the Green Band trailer, I did not think it was this rough. I thought it was a Jason Bourne ripoff. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, even if it is a ripoff, you take it a little bit further.
At this point, as long as it's not like that Kevin Costner movie, what was that called?
Jack Ryan.
No, not Jack Ryan. Criminal or something.
Was it Criminal?
Criminal. As long as it's not Criminal, I'll be okay.
Yeah, no, we've seen way worse. And I mean, this, and I can tell you, just looking at this trailer, it is not the level of that movie right there.
Look as bad as the most recent Jason Bourne movie.
Kevin Costner made another movie like that before Criminal, the one with Amber Heard. That was pretty bad also.
Yeah.
It just wasn't on that Criminal level.
Yeah.
Well, if it can surpass those two, I'd be like, all right.
Oh, yeah. Gers, how you feeling about it?
There are parts of it that look really cool to me, and it looks like it's well shot, and the action looks like it's well staged. And then there are other parts where, to your point, it's like, oh, this looks like a movie based off a video game I've never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
Though I am interested to see what Michael Keaton's going to do with it, just because I haven't seen Michael Keaton kill this many people since he was Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You ain't seen Spider-Man yet, though.
He blew up a whole factory as Batman. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Michael Keaton is the guy that he's the ringer here because they got Dylan O'Brien, who's not a proven star yet.
Right.
But they got Michael Keaton, and that's why they're selling it, I think, a little more seriously so they can show you, mm-hmm. you know, the guy who was so praised for something like Spotlight. Coming in and bringing a little bit of credibility.
Well, that's
to this.
Why they have code top billing. Mm-hmm. So they can hit both markets.
You have to. Now you want to go kill terrorists, am I right?
Out there, it's about the mission, not about you.
And that's just
embarrassing.
I just love this.
Yeah.
He was showing out in front of the mother dude. You know you're talking to them, man. Watch me get this little motherfucker.
And I was able to do that without moving my neck.
You know you're talking shit to the dude. You ain't going to go out there? You a bitch. I can't handle this shit.
And I've never seen him play a role like this either.
I was wondering if I had. Yeah. I don't want to say anything, but I don't think I have either.
I haven't. I'm not saying he's never done it. I've just never seen him in a movie like this before.
Yeah.
Like a straight up badass like this.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Need for Speed, he wasn't a badass?
No, he's sad. He was,
oh, my God, he was in that movie.
Man, he was in a, what do you call that show? Lighthouse.
Yeah, he's in a lighthouse.
Doing ham radio. But here he's a bad man. He is so badass. He's busting motherfuckers on porn in this too.
I just wanted to remind you of that.
No, I was looking at that one scene right here where like Dylan O'Brien was on his laptop and Michael Keaton came in and busted his ass.
You think you're special?
Yeah, motherfucker. Dylan Brown was like, he's like, shit.
Look at that porn on my watch. That's my ex-girlfriend. I don't give a shit.
You know Dylan Brown.
It's my internet. Yeah. Get out of my house.
Dylan Brown standing right there with a dick in his hands. Like, damn. Yeah.
I didn't do it.
How did he know?
Got your dick handed, man. Yeah.
Fuck. So this old motherfucker's busting me on everything. Can't have no fun. Kick your ass. What? No, thank you, sir. But yeah.
Man, be on.
What's any follow ups on that?
Nah, no, it looks like it.
Yay.
Yeah. No,
that's great.
But like the Martin, like, yeah, I like the Yeah, people, if you're just tuning in, Martin's been drinking tonight, so he has the hiccups a little bit. So
have you ever drank and got the hiccups?
I have.
Yes.
Have you
yes.
really?
Yes.
No. All the time.
Okay.
That's a problem, but yes.
Didn't say I didn't have one.
Yeah, it's happened before.
Yeah, you know what's happened. You know, the other time that happens to me is when I eat jalapenos.
Yeah, spicy food will do it too.
Yeah, every time I eat jalapenos, if I eat too many of them, I get the hiccups real bad.
I never have it happen.
Oh, you will. Give it to
Clearly now.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. I know a lot of people right now. You're seeing a lot of news stories about racism in America. And there's different videos popping up all over the internet, all over YouTube. One racist thing happened, the people yelling racial slurs at each other. And got to a point where I know a lot of people of color saying, you know what, that's it. I'm moving to Canada, man. You know, there's no racism up there. Healthcare is great. You free. Know, it's free. Police ain't shooting people. Oh, man, the people up there, they're cool. Cool with a darker shade of person like myself. Well, I don't know if this woman is from Canada, but over there in Canada, there's a mother who went to take her son to go see a doctor. And kid was having a hard time breathing. Kid, she's practically yelling like, my kid, he's dying right now. And the only thing, she said, you know something? Y'all gonna kill my kid. Y'all gonna be the ones whose death you're gonna have his death on your hands because you are arguing with me and not moving quickly enough to get me a white doctor.
Please see a white doctor. It's only available after 4. If you're not, so you're saying in the whole entire building there isn't one white doctor?
Your kid has to be seen by a pediatrician.
Okay, so you're telling me that my kid has chest pains. He's gonna have to sit here until 4 o'clock. Can I see a doctor, please? That's white. Does that have brown teeth?
Yeah, I
don't
know.
English.
She want them so white, she don't even want them attached to brown gums. She said, I don't even want brown teeth up in here. I want everything pure, shiny, sparkling, white. This kid is fucking dead. This kid.
Is he? Because he looks fine.
No, this kid is dead because one day he's going to be in a car wreck, bleeding to death, and going to be like, man, we got to pull this kid out the car. No, I want white paramedics. I can wait. Don't worry about it.
His last words were, don't touch me.
Get your black hands off me. At least I died pure. You know? This kid's fucking dead, man, one day. And the funny thing about it, everybody's talking about how bad this kid is and how bad, because the kid is raised by a racist mom. They're talking about how this kid is going to just be raised to be racist himself. And if you notice, this kid, he's even looking at the cameras like, yeah, fuck, man, that's my mom. What am I going to do?
Plus, it's the internet. He's going to hear about this at school. Mm-hmm. Oh, constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kids are going to beat his ass at school. Say hi to your racist mom, boy.
Hey, you can't see the school nurse because she's black.
Yeah. The cafeteria food wasn't made by a white cook. I'm sorry. Go hungry.
Yeah, that kid's going to be on the front of his locker
every day.
Just pouring
milk on his hands. Is this white enough for you?
It'll be chocolate milk. That'll be all.
Just stuffing bread in his mouth.
Here's your mashed potatoes.
Can I have some chocolate milk? Huh? You want what?
Oh, now you want chocolate.
Yeah.
Kid's going to be there getting beat up every day, just hunched over. I love everybody, though. Shut up, fucking racist. That's my mom. No, this kid's got it bad. This kid, if you look at it, this kid right here, while his mom is talking, this kid wants to be somewhere else so bad because First of all, I like how the mom is like, my kid's having chest pains. This kid's sitting up here just breathing just as naturally.
Yeah.
Drinking a Slurpee.
Drinking a Slurpee.
He's telling me that my kid has chest pains. He's going to have to sit here until 4 o'clock.
He's just looking
he's
around.
He's looking like, wait, which kid is she talking about? Oh. Yeah. Oh, shit, me.
He's,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just quietly looking at people. I'm sorry, y'all.
She gets like this. She,
yeah. You know, this kid right here, I feel bad for him because he's one of those kids who probably does not feel like his mom does. He probably got black friends at school he don't tell his mom about. This kid, if you look at him, he's so embarrassed right now. He's just looking at this Slurpee. He is lost in this cup right now. If he could dive into that Slurpee right now, he would. And it doesn't help, too, that the mom got the kid. The mom is so racist. She's trying to make him white trash.
Okay, don't get started.
Look at this mullet she got on his ass right here. Looking like Joe Dirt walking through here, man. Damn. You know? This is sad. This is just sad.
That's cruel and unusual.
Yeah. You know, don't no kid in their right mind want a fucking Billy Ray Cyrus mullet on their head.
Maybe like the late 80s and early 90s is just now getting to Canada.
Maybe.
This is trendy.
Maybe that's the hipster shit in Canada
maybe
now.
Maybe it's coming back around.
Yeah. I don't know. But this the mom doesn't let up. Because once you get to that certain point where you make a... Because I don't know what these people think. They think like I have a right to yell. I'm white. I can. Hey, Juliana, what are you?
I'm white.
Yo, I like the way you talk.
I'm like, all right, Gertz is the only one in here that can help. I'm
not helping you.
White
people don't do solidarity.
I'm white. I like that. I'm a court. Yeah, fuck it. I'm white.
I'm white. So like, I'm a Puerto Rican. I'm like, that's like.
When you file your taxes, what do you put down?
No, she just only doesn't put white when she's applying to college.
Yeah, are in this room. Because I asked her, I said, I wish I could have seen the reaction because you couldn't hear it. I said, Juliana, what are you? She's like,
I'm a quarter.
I'm mixed up. And then she just got defeated. I'm white.
Shucks.
She was pointing to. I'm mixed. I'm white.
I'm a quarter.
Yeah. Ain't nothing. We ain't trying to shame or anything like that. That's why I was asking you. Cause, yeah, exactly. You're a fucking white devil, but you know. But no, you know, we're not talking about all white people when we say white. There are just certain white people out there that feel privileged. So they feel so privileged that they say, you know what, I can yell, I can scream and make a scene and everybody going to bow down to me. And then when they get confronted, this is, and everybody knows the stance that they take. They pull out the victim card.
Being white in this country, I should just shoot myself.
You could.
And everybody would like that.
No one's going to stop her.
I wouldn't do it in this place, though, because there's no white doctors that can help you. So. But, there's a lot of people filming this, and they're commenting on it. I don't know what made her think that she would throw a scene of white privilege in here in a room full of brown people and thought that she would get any kind of support.
Does being white makes him more...
Go to the hospital.
Well, speaking English is one thing. Being white is different.
How are you communicating to everyone? Everyone's capable of speaking English.
Yeah.
They're racist. That's why they're here. Jimmy, you need to... Your child clearly has more issues with you being his mother than him needing to see a doctor. You are extremely rude and racist. You want to talk about people being at a hospital? Maybe you should check yourself in.
There was a daughter.
I don't care.
A brother died over there. I'm asking for my... Why are you yelling at me? This is what happens when
you are yelling at everyone. You're yelling at everyone. So what?
You're here to fight me?
No, we are not fighting. We are fighting because...
You're brown. You're all attacking me.
Well, I'm sure there are other people...
She said, y'all are attacking me because I'm white. All of a sudden, it turned into a night of the living black people. You know, everybody looking at her. She's like, you're brown. You're brown. You're all against me now. I was like, yeah, because you are back to the fucking fool.
Well, I get the impression she has more of a problem with brown than she does with black.
No, if you go brown and black is right around the corner. You know, in fact, she's probably just saying brown because there's probably more brown people in there.
Playing devil's advocate, black people speak English. That seems to be her thing. But like people who are brown who would come from a different country and speak a different language.
They all niggas. And I can tell. It's not like Juliana. Juliana, you not been in here before?
No.
I said they all niggas. And Juliana was like, woo. Well, my... my quarter Puerto Rican is offended right now. Cause I can tell you why. Because I'm Martin to play devil's advocate myself. I am a little sympathetic right here. Believe it or not, I am. Now, I'm not saying I'm sympathetic where she gets a right to do this. I'm not saying if she got her ass beat right there, I wouldn't appreciate it. I'm just saying that there was a time when people like this, it's sad, but they were considered to be a little bit of the norm. And I mean, you're racist. Well, everybody is, right? A little bit. Yeah, no big deal. Just keep it to yourself next time. But here, today, if you go off like this and everybody's filming it and you put on the internet, you're considered a little off. And if the news gets a hold of your ass, then you're not considered off. You're considered a little crazy, as we see right here in this report. And that's why I'm saying, if you listen to what they say, yeah, it's not brown, it's not black, it's all the same with her.
We are live in Mississauga, where a mother is caught on camera demanding her son see a white doctor. Good evening. The video is disturbing.
The premier commented today, calling it shocking. We're also going to hear from people who know the woman involved. CTV's Tracy Tong is live at the...
Goddamn Family Guy, man. I can't...
Trisha talking that way.
Trisha talking that Man, I'm sorry, but Family Guy did that. Even she's like, yeah, I can see it.
On Queensway near Hure, Ontario. Tracy, we first reported this last night.
Yes, Tom.
And today, you tracked down the woman in the video.
We did, Ken, and she answered the door at her Mississauga home, but refused to talk to us when we tried to ask her questions about what happened here.
Can I get a white reporter?
Yeah, yeah. Come back when you have a white reporter.
I can't understand you. Speak English.
In the whole entire building, there isn't one white doctor.
This video was posted online Sunday, showing a woman demanding a white doctor for her son at a Mississauga clinic.
Oh my God, what type of horrible country do I live in?
I don't know.
My kid is sick, so I want to see somebody else that doesn't have brown teeth that speaks English then.
She went unmasked. She showed her face. These two women say they recognized who was in the video right away. Damn. And that they were friends until a few months ago.
Drop dimes
fast. It was because of
her
racial slurs. You know, she was saying a lot of offensive things. You know, I have three sons. They are all black. So I just didn't want to have that negative person around my kids.
Ma'am, we just want to hear your side of the story to what happened on Sunday.
I didn't order Chinese.
You went to a hatchet job on
Candy Graham.
Can I get a reporter with bigger eyes?
Today, she opened the door briefly but shut it again without answering any questions. Neighbors say there have been several altercations with this woman and that they called police after she allegedly yelled racial slurs at children. Field police confirmed they attended for a neighbor dispute last summer, but no charges were laid.
She was calling my 3 and 5 year old brother the N-word.
He was not speaking English. His teeth were brown. I do not need his help.
The premier says she's shocked and...
Well, she's stuck on them teeth, man. His teeth were brown. What do you want him to do? I mean, this is...
It's not a dentist.
Nah. Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I don't know if she's racist or she just hates poor dental hygiene. I love this woman right here, though. Like, when people feel like, you know, you get the feeling like, man, you know, we really have a reputation in this country for being open-minded and for being fair. And you can tell when something happens like this, they just hate for the world to see it. This woman is stammering over her words.
Disturbed by the video. I think it's a shocking occurrence. And there is no place for that kind of behavior, that kind of racism and hatred, quite frankly, in our society. I think we all should be shocked. If we're not shocked, then that is that's a real problem. I hope she second guesses ever doing that in public again. If you have those feelings, leave them at your door in your house when you leave your house.
All right, so, you know, this woman, like I said, man, once you cross a certain threshold, and, you know, that's nothing matters.
This makes me feel good about Canada. You got people speaking out against her, where over in America there'd be people going like, well, you know, she feels how she feels. What you going to do?
No, not even here. Because once the internet gets a hold of your ass, it's done. I mean, we have a lot of people who get caught, an unusually large number of people who get caught. But once they're out there, They don't tolerate it too much.
But you don't get their friends speaking up against them.
I mean, I don't know. It makes me wonder why they were friends with her in the first place.
What sounded like they were friends with her and she was fine. And then a few weeks ago, she started wilding up.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how this happened. But as you can see, this shit happens all around the world. I mean, it may happen in different shades, may happen in different ways, may happen in different lifestyles. But that shit is everywhere, man. Canada got it, too. Canada up there with it, too. And, you know, and like I said, man, this kid, I feel bad for the kid the most. Y'all think I'm joking. Like, you know, this kid, what happens one day if this kid really, really is sick? You know, what if she pulls this shit when he really does have something going on with him? You know, it makes me scared for him.
Well, you worry about the kids who grow up with parents who are racist because it's like they'll adopt those things and keep going with it. But here you have this where it's exposed. All his friends are going to see it and dog him out, make fun of him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to want to distance himself from that mother.
Oh, this kid's going to grow up hating white people because they remind him of his mom. You know, made me wear this fucking haircut when I was 11. You know, that's cruelty within itself. Guess they didn't have a white barber that day, so, you know, I don't know what they could do. But this is sad. You know, it's something that, it's funny that we're seeing it happen so much and so frequently right now. But, hey, what are you going to do, man? I just hope it's something where we don't get relaxed on that to be like, so they called you a nigga, whatever. Hey, man, it happens every day. Yeah, whatever. But with this last thing that we have here, it might be a couple of things, but this last thing that we have here, it's your boy Fancy Al. I got an email from somebody that said, man, come get your Uncle Al out these streets and off this Facebook and off this Instagram right here. Al Sharpton, for some reason. Well, I know there's a reason. Yeah, you know, man. You probably did. You see this picture of him? You see these pictures of him?
Yeah. Is he still rocking the process?
That's not the problem.
The process is the best thing on him right now. Al Sharpton done lost some weight.
Right.
He's out there feeling sexy right now, and he's like, I'm going to do what these kids do. I'm going to put myself all over the internets. With these selfies. Yeah.
Click.
Yeah. And he is not only feeling sexy, he is feeling pretty. They got him up here. Well, not they. He is taking selfies of himself, like combing his hair. Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do.
That's one of those 1971 Afro pics.
It's an Afro pic.
They call those cake cutters.
They call them what?
Cake cutters.
Cake cutters?
Yeah, because if you got a cake, the way that's made, you stick it in a cake and cut out slices with it. Just the way because it's all metal, and the way the teeth would go in.
Well, maybe he's cutting slices out of his process. You know, I don't know. Because he's like, you know, people with slick back hair like that, they usually use a comb. I don't know what he's doing with this garden rig right here, but hey, you know, that's his business right there. That's Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton do what Al Sharpton do. Don't you worry about it. But that's not the one that got everybody. He put out one that was almost like an optical illusion. Like people didn't know what they were looking at first. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
You see what I'm looking at?
Yeah, that's fucking weird, dude.
This is weird.
Yeah.
This is like some alien shit. I'm looking at this, and Al Sharpton's taking a selfie of himself.
Yep.
And there's a mirror in the background. And if you're listening, the problem with this is that I thought this person in the background was Al Sharpton's grandson.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was grandson.
His grandson has great hair.
I thought his grandson just had the same hair that he did. I said, Al Sharpton got some strong genes. And then I looked at it, I was like, no, that's fucking Al Sharpton, man.
Yeah, on that 12-year-old's body.
He's lost a lot of weight. Looks like a little kid.
Yeah. But he got lap band surgery.
Yeah. Right. That,
I mean, it looks like he got stomach cancer.
That looked like he got a tapeworm. you know, because that's unnaturally skinny right there.
Did he post this on Instagram?
He posted on Instagram, Twitter or something, man. He's on the internet. But this shit, when you look at it, because at first I thought, who's that little boy going back in the background? I'm like, oh, that's Al Sharpton. He looked like he getting ready to go to the playground.
He looked like, what was it, the Goosebumps story or the Haunted Mask? Little girl from the back.
He looks like a little boy because his body is so small, but his head is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is. I was wondering if this was a CG effect because it looked like Benjamin Button's. Right?
Oh, shit, it does.
It looks like they took Al Sharpton's head and put it on an 11-year-old's body.
Mm-hmm.
This was just weird. And it's also weird because I'm used to that robust Al Sharpton. You know, the one that...
Rotund.
In
the tracksuits?
No, robust. Look at, you know, that kingpin. Al Sharpton right there. You know, and then he lost weight, and it looked like somebody stuck a pin in him, and it deflated, and you got that. Yeah. Looked like, that looked like an old black woman with a mustache.
That's not Star Jones. Yeah.
No, she looks like Beetlejuice.
Oh, no. This this looks weird. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to body shame him, but this man looked at this picture and knew that this didn't look right.
He likes it.
Yeah, he clearly.
He didn't even put a filter on that, so you know he likes
it. No, he loves that. He loves
that. Lighting was perfect.
He's going out there jogging, thinking he's looking good for the ladies
right
now. That's
his Tinder profile. You want to see my body and my face? Boom, got it.
Looking like he's getting ready to go play some pickup basketball some right now.
What age range?
I know, on the playground.
No, junior league. You know, this is weird, man. He's going to play pee-wee basketball right now.
How tall is he?
5 feet.
Yeah, he looks so short there. Yeah, like Martin said, his head looks huge.
He's about the size of an 11-year-old. Right now.
Like a Bratz doll.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just strange. I really did think like he took his grandson and gave him a process too. not to make fun of the guy. It's just, that's a weird angle.
Not to make fun of
not
the guy.
Not to make fun of him. I'm just saying.
It's too late for that, man.
It's just a weird angle. That's all. It's
a weird body too. Let's
It doesn't help the way he's just so intensely staring into the camera.
Yeah. You like this shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I do, Al.
He got that Buffalo Bill look. You fuck me? I'd fuck me. It would be almost pedophilia, but, you know, I'd fuck me. Yeah. Hey, man, you know, that's confidence, though. Do what you do. And what's up?
I don't know how he got that angle, and it looks like there's a mirror in his kitchen. So I was like, what are you doing
it's
in your home?
An optical illusion almost that's going on right now.
Yeah.
Like maybe if it was tilted different, he would look like an actual man.
But who has like a mirror? Like you walk into your door and there's just a mirror on the wall. Like that mirror is just so out of place. It's like he took it out of a room and set it up. It's like, I'm about to stun on these hoes. Look at this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Click. No, that's what it was. He's trying to show his ass and his face at the same time.
What ass? He's got a white man ass.
Frog butt. Well, he said, it's better than that black man ass I used to have.
I ain't trust fat Al Sharpton, though. Like, I saw him, I was like, man, I feel like you eating a lot of this money I'm donating to the NAACP. I never trusted fat Al Sharpton, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another yard on your suit right there. You know? Yeah. It wasn't fat Al, but it was just fat Al. some people, I think, just look, they go to one extreme. From one extreme to the other. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I'm saying. Not that I want him to be overweight, but that just looked healthy to me right there. That just looks unhealthy to me, what's going on right there. But, hey, you know, he's doing all right, and he's happy with it. He's confident, so go on, Big Al, with your bad self. Keep taking them selfies out there. We'll keep talking about this shit. But last thing that we got here that they did out there, they said, all right, you know something? We are in a new age. We're in a new world. And it's time for us to reflect that in everything we do. You know, they got the Barbie line out there. Mm-hmm. And Barbie's cool. Look, Barbie's still, you know, I think she's still one of those top-selling dolls out there. They just, you know, we're at the age now where people saying, you know, it's Mattel, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mattel, I would actually buy a Barbie doll. I think you can make more money if Barbie looked more like me and my daughter.
Yeah, they keep doing it every few years.
Yeah, every new year. They
and nobody buys them.
Yeah, you know. But they must be making some kind of progress. Or maybe they say, well, they working with her. Let's try Ken.
It's always like the whole backlash. And they're like, we got to get Barbie looking more like real people. And they do it. They put it out there. And nobody buys it. And they go back to making her look like a model.
I know. Like black moms buy a black Barbie. And the kids are like, well, I want a white Barbie.
The black Barbies sell. Those sell. The ethnically diverse Barbies sell. It's just when they try to go with realistic proportions. Those are the ones where it's like, nah.
Oh, when they got thick Barbie.
Yeah, honey boo boo Barbie.
Yeah. I got ass Barbie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I hear you. Well, with this one, they're saying, all right, you know something? Maybe we can try the same strategy of making our line more diverse, applying that to Ken. So they brought Ken out, and as you can see, Ken, He's coming in all kind of styles, all kind of shades and colors.
Oh, do you have that Corey Coleman Ken doll?
Oh, right here. The only thing that they don't have is a straight Ken.
No, man. None of these. Somebody posted one online on Facebook, and it was you.
Was it?
Yes. It's like it was like they took you, like took a photograph of you, and modeled that Ken after you. I'm surprised you didn't see it because you were tagged.
Was I?
Yeah.
Oh, well. It looked like somebody owed me some royalties.
You're joking, but if you saw it, like if I bought that and stuck a pin in it, you'd say, ow.
Really?
You might have a fan of Mattel, man.
I might have, man, because maybe I'm owed some royalties now. Maybe I was the first black Ken because they're talking about this is the first black Ken right here. And they have all these different Ken dolls out here. And like I said, all of them got different styles, but one of the things they managed not to do is to make Ken straight.
Why is the bottom middle one got on lipstick? Like, ain't nobody lives naturally that color.
They all got on lipstick. If they ain't got on lipstick, they got on lip gloss. Well, I like the way they actually made all of them gay. Not that there's a problem with it, but, you know.
I feel like the one in the bottom left corner could pass for straight.
A D, maybe.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah. Get it. You know, if you just said bro a whole lot.
I like the way they went.
The one with the shades I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And I love it that the one that, like for black, they want to make sure that you knew he was black, just not by his shade of color, but also they got you like 80s kid and play black right there, or they got you gay Tyrese black right there. Like they gave him corals
from the Moonlight Collection.
Yeah, and they got the man bun right in.
Oh, I know.
But hey, you know, glad you're trying at least. Thank you. Making some progress of some sort. What's up?
I don't understand how any little girl is going to be able to suspend their disbelief to be like, yeah, they love each other. Yeah. This is a hollow-ass marriage.
I don't want Ken and Barbie. I want Ken and Ken.
Yeah. I want Adam and Steve. You know? Yeah. That's the thing. They're going to advertise this for little girls, but I can guarantee you it's going to be grown gay men buying this shit.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be some brony shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shit. Especially now that we still have gay marriage, they're going to be buying this shit and putting this on top of their cakes. You know what I mean? It's they know who they're marketing this to. And, hey, glad to see it happen. You know,
you're fooling no one.
Exactly. And somebody show me my gay doll, man. I want to see that.
Do they have, like, are they just called whatever Ken, or do they actually have, like, names? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Cole and all these other names. Because like, I know a lot of the Barbies, the different colors and the different ones have, like, different True. Names. So, like, are these just, like, Ken? Or is, like, the one with the corn was like, yeah, this is Lamont.
Like, what? Lamont. Damn. Damn, you was 70s or shit with that, man.
That style was 80.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't look that far. Shit, I don't know, sparkles or something. I don't know. But, yeah, even though, it's one step at a time, we have yet to have a real manly kid. But, hey.
They got one. It's called G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of kids discovered who they are with G.I. Joe back in the day. Back when you could actually take the clothes off G.I. Joe. In fact, I think that's why they like made those clothes permanent.
Just to stop Corey Coleman from taking his clothes off.
Stop kids like me.
When you hear G.I. Joe's uniform, I lost it.
Yeah. Well, you would actually take Play-Doh and make a dick for your G.I. Joe when he was smooth down there.
I've
never done that.
All right. Oh.
I like the way, you know, I just looked at this. I like the way they're trying to pass one of these dudes off as a man. That is a lesbian right there. That is not a Ken. Maybe post-op, but no, man. But
and that's Lance Bass down in the right corner.
Yeah. No, this is cool. I'm all for diversity any kind of way it comes. Let's see real quick. Get some emails before we get out of here. And let's see if we have some from people who have stayed up with this late. And let me see here. Somebody says, I'm part of the Dirty 30 Club.
Welcome.
I guess somebody, are you 30?
Yeah, I turned 30 in January.
Oh, okay, I thought you were 29 still.
Yeah, I know. You're always 27 to me.
Are you one of those dudes who like every birthday is 29 now? Because I could have swore you told me 29
like Jack
last
Benny.
Time. Yeah, are these women out there? It's like my 21st birthday for the last 50 years.
I ain't doing that. Okay. I ain't trying to fool nobody.
Aaron Eddie Hill says, "Hey DT crew, today is my birthday. I have officially turned 30. It is a blessing to be this age." Yeah, you keep telling yourself that. He says, "I have a question for y'all. How did you celebrate your 30th birthday? Peace and blessing and congrats on 3 years of foolishness, funnies, and truth. Stay toasty." I celebrated my 30th birthday playing a Dreamcast that I just bought. That's how long my birthday was. And trying to be indoctrinated into a cult by a guy that came to my party.
Nice.
So, yeah. Yeah, because it was 1999, and everybody was scared of 2000 coming around. 1999 was the warning.
The dreaded Y2K.
I was in my house bugging. I was like, I'm going to die tonight. I'm cool with it, though.
But see, you thought it was going to be a technical slip-up. No, it was going to be the rapture.
No, I thought it was going to – because I remember in the news, they were like, yeah, the nuclear codes are going to launch, and all yep. computers are going to go down. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, shit, this sucks.
Well, no, that's – if anything would happen, that's what I thought.
I just discovered porn.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. I said the worst it will be, and I didn't even think it would happen. All these people – I was laughing at the people buying water and shit. I was like, this is not going down. But I – you know what? I did talk to this dude, and he was being serious with me. I think I told people this before. He pulled me aside at my own party and was telling me, he's like, you know something? I want, you know, they do this. They know what they're doing. Like, hey, I wanted to say you're a good friend, man. You know, I'm glad to know you. Hey, let me talk to you in person. And I thought this way – you know, the point they're going to open their heart to me. And it's like, hey, you know something? I feel really close to you enough to tell you that, look, and I think he gave me some reading material, something. I want you to read this, and I want you to consider what I'm talking about. Now, I think we should get together again and talk, you and I more, because when this whole thing, this rapture, he never said the words, but he said, but when this whole thing happens, I want you to be there with me, brother. And I was like, man, get the fuck out of my house. You know, I didn't say that, but I was like, all right, man, sure.
Playing Sanic. Get out of
here. Yeah, I was over there playing Soul Calibur. Oh,
yeah. Good choice. Yeah,
like, we can just sit down and play a fighting game, man. You know, what do you want to do?
Here's some Kool-Aid. Here are your New Balances.
I mean, yeah. We can play a fighting game, but you can't fight the inevitable. Man, get the fuck out.
No, I'll go with you once I get past this level.
What about you? You're not 30 yet.
No, I'm 27.
You're 27.
Damn.
See, he looks 30.
No, I'm 27. No.
What about you, man? What did you do?
Dude, that was a long ass time ago. I don't know.
Celebrated the moon landing?
I wasn't going to say nothing.
That's fine. I took too long.
You were too old.
And you haven't done one of those. So you would do.
Martin don't believe in the moon land. But what'd you do, man?
I don't know. I mean, I can't remember if I had started being on the real deal with you right around that time.
Oh, that's where your life took a turn for the worse. Okay. Sorry I did that to you, brother. This looks nothing like me. I'm looking at this Corey doll. Nah, that's not me.
That's not the one. No.
Okay. All right. Somebody sent that over. I was like, that.
No, that's
somebody not me. They looked up Ken doll.
Yeah, they looked up. It wasn't even black. It was like a Hispanic doll. Like, well,
it's a Tiger Woods doll.
Oh, let's see. Let me see. Who is this?
What'd you do for your 30th?
I got drunk and high with y'all.
Sorry.
Yeah. And Popeyes.
That's right. I was with you.
It was nothing special.
Oh. Let me see here. I'm trying to find some people that we might have talked to. Here's somebody right here. This is Sullen Sucks.
What?
Guess we know what kind of Ken doll he is. But he says here, love the Game of Thrones discussion tonight. I'm geeked as hell for American Assassin. So my question is this. What Michael Keaton project convinced you that he was a bit off? Mine was Night Shift. Ooh, I remember Night Shift.
I love Night Shift. I love Night Shift so much. When they announced he was cast as Batman, I was like, no fucking way. I don't see that at all.
No. I mean, if I haven't seen Night Shift, man, this movie used to come on HBO all the time. It was where they...
It was a Ron Howard movie.
Yeah, and Night Shift is where you had the Fonz, Harry Winkler. Mm-hmm. And that's where he was playing a guy. He wanted to go against the image of the Fonz, so he wanted to be the straight guy, the meek guy. And Michael Keaton was the crazy one. And
Bill Blazejowski.
Yeah, and they ran a a prostitution ring in a morgue.
Yeah.
Shelley Long pimping the dead people?
It was a cover.
It was a cover, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, man, he's been in some weird shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird, but it wasn't quite that weird.
Like, he did Beetlejuice. That's only like a one step away from that.
Yeah, let me see if I can find the trailer for it. This was, this was him in like one of the first movies that anybody had had seen. Oh, let me see, because there's a show called Night Shift, and I keep getting the trailer for that. Let me see if I can find the movie.
Yeah,
the movie
Henry Winkler, Michael Keaton, and Shelley Long.
It was 1982.
Like her first, you know, I think she was still doing Cheers at the time.
Was she?
But it was like on one of their summer breaks, she broke out and did this.
Let
movie.
Me see here. Let this trailer play. This advertisement play, and then we'll get into the trailer.
Are you tired of black doctors?
Chuck Lumley's a nice guy. Too nice, and everyone knows it.
Was this filmed in a porn theater? It must have been so old they didn't have video or something, because this is like coming from a projector.
In fact, the only time he gets to rest in peace is at the office. City morgue. Bill Blazejowski.
There he is. And how can you not look at that and be like, yeah, he's off? You know, this is the first time that a lot of people have really seen Michael Keaton.
But he was just kind of like a goofy jackass in this movie. I mean, he was funny, but just the idea of him playing a superhero, it was just like, no, I don't get that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you saw him be crazy in that movie.
Yeah.
A man of vision with a mouth to prove it. This is Bill. Mission in life. Make Chuck a man.
We got all that space down the board. All those cars, all that time at night, nobody watching us. Pimps. Are you saying we should become pimps?
Yeah, and they both became pimps in there, man. And you got to keep in mind that, like, yeah, just to think about what you call it? God damn, that is me.
Oh, somebody sent it?
Oh, the doll?
God damn. This is fucking creepy.
But throw it up there so if we can see if it's the right one.
It's the right
one. Oh, yeah, that's it.
It's the one. Oh, I can tell you right now, it's the one.
He even got on the shoes with no socks.
Yeah. Wow. Whoa, shit. I want y'all to look at this, man. I want y'all to see something here. Because this shit really is me. I want y'all.
Yeah, look, check out those shoes.
I want
and
you
the shorts.
Yep.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me.
One of our shirts.
Yeah.
No, Mark got better taste than that.
Let me see if I can actually do something here. Split screen. Yeah, I'm trying to split screen it right now so you can let me see. Do a wipe because I'm trying to see if y'all can. Oh shit. Well, yeah. Look at this.
Damn.
On camera.
Yeah. Let me see here. Let me do this. I'll switch right here. And then I'll let's see. I'll try to make over here. I'll do this. I'll put it on there, right there. And then at the bottom, let me see if that'll work. Will that no? Reverse it. Now look at this. Let me see. You can see this Ken doll right here, and you can see the shoes right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people, y'all, look at this shit right here.
Yup.
Look, I got the same legs.
Same legs.
I got the same shoes. God damn! Wow, this is insane. No, somebody owe me some money, man. And you know what?
That hairline.
I mean, this is a. Wow. We're looking at each other like the dog's looking at me like, God damn.
The doll's like, you owe me some money.
You got a V-neck on?
Yeah.
It comes with a Turkish Barbie.
Hello, I'm Barbie.
Hey. Leave my man alone. He's not gay. But the thing is, if Mia sees this, she's going to make me go over to Zara and buy that same shirt too, which I might already have, actually. But wow, you know what? I think I actually have. Fuck. I do have a shirt like that.
Isn't your the white one?
It's like the black. Blue,
Okay, never mind. I'm thinking
you know what?
One.
On Sunday, when I come back in here, I'm going to dress up just like this because I have this shirt, I got those shorts, and I got the shoes, man. Somebody followed my ass and made a toy out of me. This is fucking stupid how close this is. God damn it.
Yeah, you need to sue.
What's that?
You need to sue or get some money.
I do.
The dog's name is like Corey Coleman, but it's C-O-R-I. And the Coleman's K-O-L-E.
Wow. Not exactly, but we do almost have the same hairline. Look at this shit, man. What the fuck?
That glamour shot.
Yeah.
He's got the dress hanging off one shoulder.
Yeah. I just came out the spies. Mia's going to want to... Man, she's...
There's
my old one. My old Tuvok one right there. Man, this is... Martin gave me this one. Man, this is... this is uncanny.
He's already
right
missing
there.
His clothes.
But that was back when Corey never wore shirts.
Yeah. No, he's not lying, man. And this right here, if Mia does see this, she's going to want to give me a makeover. So I have the eyeliner, the fucking eyebrows, the lip gloss. This is a...
You always look like you're wearing guyliner anyway.
I know. For years, Martin has been trying to get me to admit that I would put on makeup. Every time I come in here, Martin's like, man, just admit it. You put on guyliner. Like, no, Martin, you've got dark eyes. No.
When we've seen, when I look at those old videos of the real deal, that's when I'm like, come on, man. Just admit it.
Maybe once. You know.
Once a day.
No, twice. One for the show, one for real life. But, yeah, anyway, man, I don't know. That is very odd right there. That's very strange. I cannot just say that that's a coincidence. That's a hell of a coincidence. Oh, let's see here. Do one more email. Then we'll talk to Juliana, and then we're out. Oh, okay. You know something? Aaron said he wanted our opinion on something. And we'll go ahead and answer that since he's still up. Hey, black folks and Gertz. Okay. So, well,
I guess that's accurate.
It's true. Yeah,
it's not wrong.
It says, okay, so Asian American musical group called themselves The Slants. The frontman filed a lawsuit when the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office kept them from registering their name because it was disparaging to Asian folks. A few days ago, the Supreme Court just ruled that that's a violation to the First Amendment.
That's right.
The First Amendment. It is. You know what? Hey, if you do that, then NWA is going to have to call themselves something else. They can't be niggas with attitude no more.
It lets the Washington Redskins off the hook.
Oh, that's true. No, that is true. But, hey, you know what? I mean, I guess that's a hard thing to argue. Let me go ahead and finish the email. This opens up the door for other trademarks on disparaging group names. I was wondering what y'all thought of this. How would y'all feel if an American group, or anyone else for that matter, called themselves the Niggers? Well, like I said, we got one close enough.
Hey, Aaron,
he's
with attitude.
Yeah.
Yo, Aaron, what the fuck, man?
You should have put a star where the eye was.
Yeah.
He was happy as hell typing that.
Yeah. Boy, somebody gave him a golden ticket. Like, ooh, I got a way to work it in.
Oh, man, you know he waited a long time to push that R button. He's like,
they can't get me on this one.
Yeah. I'm brown, too. He says here... And should there be a legislative remedy? All right. Here's the thing. We're looking at this gif in here from
Tales from the Hood.
Yeah. But here's what I think about this. I always said that up to a certain extent, because nobody can just drop First Amendment on everything, but because none of us have any kind of freedom like that. If it presents a danger, then no, you do not have you don't have those rights. But if you want to do something and it's offensive, I believe you let the people speak for it in this day and age. I mean, if the Washington Redskins want to keep calling themselves the Washington Redskins, do they have the right to do that? Yes, they do. They also have a right to have their business suffer. They also have a right to be protested every day if people want to do that.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. You want to do something, then you just have to be willing to face the repercussions if there's any. So that's how I feel about it. They want to call themselves the Slants, and that's fine. And if they're Asian and they want to do that, then I think it's better than another group. I wouldn't form a group if it was just me, Martin, and Gertz and Corey over there. I wouldn't not call a group the Slants.
But if we did, nobody would make an Asian connection to it.
But that's
true. Yeah, nobody would even think of it as a slur.
But we would, yeah, exactly. Yo, you don't think anybody would think of it as a slur?
No, they would think that we think that way about we're describing our music or whatever.
Are we just lean whenever we play our music?
Yeah,
you know?
but nobody would even make that connection whatsoever. But if you went to see a group of Asians doing that, you'd be like, oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not sure how to feel about this.
I don't know. Maybe it's like when we call ourselves the N-word. Maybe they go around calling us like, hey, what's up, Slant? You know, I don't know.
I don't think they do.
I don't know what goes. I don't claim
to
know everything.
I think everything. We would have heard about that by now.
Maybe they will now. I don't know. But you see what I'm saying. How do you feel about it?
It's a, you know, it's a tough thing. I tend to lead toward where you are. It's like, we'll let the people decide. But, you know, we're living in a time where somebody, some band could, who'd have no black people in it, call themselves the niggers, and while much of the country would be upset, there it looks like there'd be 45% of it that might be okay with that.
Okay, how do you feel?
I echo that without the hiccups.
Okay, and Gertz,
It's your right to do it, and it's your right to face the repercussions for doing it. Simple as that.
Yeah, if you get protested,
yeah, that's on
you. I don't want to hear any whine about, I thought I had freedom of speech.
You do. You're not in jail.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's locking you up.
Right.
They're just going to beat the shit out of you.
How is their music, though? Like, I have a feeling like this might be one of those shock names that you got to look, like, go see us because of the name, not because of our music.
Yeah, you'll see them and like, wow, they kind of suck.
Yeah, because, like, he put the YouTube link in there. So is that them or is that, the news story talking about
them? I thought it might have been the news story, but let me see.
Like, they're awful. Like, you just don't need to exist.
Or how about they got real offensive? They came out, hello, everybody. You know, oh, no. You know.
Like, when you take your older relatives to a Chinese restaurant, and they feel like they have to go, like, oh, he's like, please, don't do that.
Like when I took my mentee kid.
Yes.
And when I took him to a Vietnamese restaurant, and then when the girl left, our waitress, he's like, arigato. I was like, man, don't do that shit. And I took him to Las Casuelas the other day, and that's when I finally had to yell at him. I didn't care if I was going to get my ass beat or not, because my kid is bigger than me. So I've been kind of laying back, you know, let me go easy around this dude. But we were at the restaurant, and he's like, yeah, I think that girl feeling me, man. She keep hollering at me. I love staring at me when she come up and drop the food off, man. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm just going with it.
It's
like,
a waitress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You see how she was nice to me? Yeah. Smiled at me?
Well, don't take her to a strip club. Man.
Yo, man. Right.
She in love with me, man.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Give me another dollar. Give me another dollar. Okay. All right.
She wants to marry me, son.
Yo, man, you see how she bringing me food and shit? Yeah, man, sure. But when she was walking away one time, you're like, hey, yo, mommy, you see it? And I was like, hey, boy. I said, boy, stop. And that was actually kind of cool the way I thought it was cool when my authority came through, because when I said stop, he was like, all right, man, I'm sorry. I was like, oh, shit.
Okay, I'm going to shoot you later.
Yeah, you goddamn right, too sorry. What?
Yeah, but when I'm letting him out the car, I was like, oh, I'll see you later, man, about that shit you said.
It's my car now. Yeah,
get out while the car's moving. Like Terminators. Okay. But, no, he didn't put a link up there. I don't know what happened with this dude. Oh, somebody put it up. The Slants. The music isn't actually that bad.
No.
He says, so I know, someone says, I know Simon Tam from the guy who sued the government. He says it's complicated, but he says the music isn't bad. Oh, and this is the last one. Sean S. I don't know what we did or what made him mad. Yeah, I don't know what made him think that we were upset. I don't know if this should be read on the air, but he says, what? This is Sean. He says, I wasn't going to watch tonight because I know I've made you guys uncomfortable recently. Nothing bothers me more since it's unfair to have anyone unsettled in any way for anything I do. I promise I'll never put you guys through that stress again like I did the first time. I'll put my story out. No bad mouthing. Nothing incendiary. Every scene you're worried about bringing you trouble. I'm taking care of it. The recent chapter I released on Sunday had some tacky content. I took the letter. I don't know what this is. I don't know what happened.
What is this?
I don't know. Nothing.
Sammy?
I
have no idea what the
fuck. I mean, I know, I've seen this guy before, but I don't know what happened. Nobody was offended, man. I don't know.
Has he been doing stories that we don't even know about?
I don't know. I will never put you in a tricky situation again. I just deleted my DT account to give you guys more space. There would still
is
be.
I
don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. Hey, if you're listening, man, no hard feelings on our part because we don't know what the fuck is going on. So
Yeah. I don't know what to be mad or upset about.
Yeah. All right.
Is this the wake up call?
That's what you know what? I was reading this while you guys were talking. Mm-hmm. That's why I was distracted for a little bit because I was like, is it that guy? But I don't think so. I don't
think it is either.
No, I don't think so. I think that would have been well known right there.
Mm. But not enough fuck that's in there to be the wake up call guy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Anyway, before we go, I want to introduce everyone to someone over here. Juliana, come on up.
Hey, come take my seat because I've got to run to the bathroom.
Okay, you go right ahead then. Juliana, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good to see you. Juliana, all the way from upstate New York, driving all the way down here. Her mother brought her down here so that she could be our intern. And we've been talking back and forth these last few weeks. And she's been
months. I jumped on you real quick.
Now, did you know who we are? Oh, man. Leave that girl alone. But what girl doesn't want to, right? But here's the thing. I know. And now here's the deal. Did you know about us before you wanted to intern here?
Oh, yeah. I've been, my best friend Ashley from back home introduced me to you guys when you guys were still on Spill. So,
okay.
Since I was like 15.
You were like 15. Now, how old are you at this moment?
21.
Okay, so you are 21.
Yeah.
Perfect. So if we need to have any kind of meetings or talk, then we can go to the bar or sit down at a drinking place and do something. All right, 100. Then good. I do my best work there. And you were telling me how you were really excited to come here and do this internship. Yeah. What got you so excited?
I don't know. I've just been a fan of you guys for so long, and I've just, like, watched the show grow and stuff, and I was like, I need to do an internship. And I knew most likely just the fact that, like, still a college student, whatever internship I'd get, I wasn't going to get paid. So I was like, might as well do something I would think is interesting and fun. And so
yeah.
So I was like, I looked to see if your email was available, and I was like, yeah, it is. And I crafted that very articulate email. Then you were like, are you a robot? And I was like, no.
Because you write like a bot, like a machine that sends out, you know, spam.
It's my mom's fault. I'm very formal about how I address, like, professional emails.
Especially the part you told me you were a prince from Africa and that you needed my bank account.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I always slip that in at the end, though, because then I like to lure them with my charm.
I got you.
I like how you said professional email and the email address is kcoolman.
It's professional for me. Now, and by the way, you said, you know, you're going to go someplace where you won't get paid. You're in the right place right here. But we will try to give you as much experience as you want.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what you're here for. What do you want to do? Now, not just here, but in life. You want to get into some kind of media?
Yeah, I'm studying screenwriting at school. So I'm hoping to write movies and stuff. And part of that, I think, is just like I love to talk about movies. I love to critique them. My sister hates going to movies with me because she feels like she can't enjoy it anymore. Because I'm like, well, there were all these things that were wrong with it.
Yeah.
I just like I love anything that's in the industry. I like anything that we talk about movies all day.
Nice, nice. What's the most recent movie that you've seen?
Most recent movie that I've seen? I saw Baywatch with my brother.
Oh, you did.
He's 15, so okay. I did it for him.
What did you think about it?
I think that like Dwayne Johnson will always be endearing no matter what he's in, but wasn't anything like special or anything.
What would you rate it?
Oh, rental. I wouldn't pay money for it if I didn't
this
have
is not
to.
Gonna work.
I
I'm
like
sorry.
Her already.
This is, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't think this is gonna be a good fit for us.
I drove a really long way, Corey.
I'm serious. Is your mom still here?
Yeah, she's still.
Then you can get a ride back.
Oh.
No. I think this is gonna be fun.
Yeah.
I had something planned for her when I thought the other interns were coming at the same time. But it turns out all these other interns are coming at different times.
Oh, they're coming later than me?
Yeah, they're coming later. So you're our only intern right now.
Oh, joy.
Which is good news and bad news is that I don't get to put into action the idea that I had, which I thought was going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is that, hey, all the attention's on you and you get more creative freedom.
Yay.
Because we don't do this thing around here where we have you go get coffee.
Shit.
Well, it's part of it. But no, we want to make sure that you get as much experience as you can getting coffee for us. No, what's that?
I said I appreciate that.
No. We want to make sure you get some real world experience around here. So I'm going to talk to you right after we're done about some things to see what you want to do around here. And I look for, and when, how long is your internship here?
I need to be back by like August 21st, 22nd.
Okay, so you'll be here for the party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be here like 8 weeks, I think we were talking about.
Yes, yes, it was.
Yeah.
Nice, very nice. Is that a tattoo?
Yeah, it is. It's from Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, we got dress code around here. Long sleeves.
Long sleeves.
Yeah.
All wearing short sleeves.
We're men.
I don't have any tattoo showing.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Exactly what I said. Now, here, we are going to get on out of here because we don't want to keep everybody up too late, including ourselves. But before we go, what's up?
I'm like, you got to get back to the Delight Show.
Your
boy over here.
Oh, hey, man. What's going on? Good to see you again. Haven't seen you in a while. Yeah.
I'm on a dance floor now.
Astronomical. Hey, we met you, man. How's it going? Where you been?
School, paper, articles, and stuff.
Yeah, everything's been going well, man. Yeah, good to see you.
Did I get you an article? The
Okay.
All right. We can't hear them. So, yeah.
No, good to see you too, man. Glad it's going well. So, El, my latchkey kid over there, Diego. Diego. Now, Diego, I'm going to tell y'all something about Diego. Diego creeping. Diego fine told me last night, he's like, yeah, I've been coming up here every night because I'm just trying to slip my way into the system around here. So.
Oh, I thought he was trying to slip into something else.
Yeah. He might. He might. He seems very loyal to me. So. And I keep calling him my kid, but he is legal. So, you know, we might have to get a broom or something for you, man. See what we can do for you around here. We'll feed you with. Yeah, well, we tried with you, but, you know. Oh, but we'll feed you with bananas and Cheez-Its or something, man. It'll be fun.
Bananas and Cheez-Its? Yeah. Jesus
Christ. Or whatever he brings up in it.
Hydrox.
Oh.
What the fuck, Diego? Every time you come in,
you
come in here with some
he's
weird off-brand
sat
snack.
Here and ate eight mini muffins while the show was going on.
Excuse me, I ate 11.
Damn,
when you showed him off earlier, it was 8. That means you downed 8 in the past 3 hours.
Damn, Diego, what are you going to the food bank before you come in, man?
Because you come in opening cans. You got the cigarette lighter warming them up on the bottom.
You know they're eating cold stew from a can. Yeah, getting to worry about you, man. Just talk to me if you need something, man. That's all I want to know. I can't help you, but we'll find somebody who can. Good to see you, though. Good to see you. And let me see here. Before we go, once again, everybody, we have the anniversary party coming up, which Juliana's going to be around for. Can't wait to have that.
So excited.
I'm being held hostage look on her face.
I know. Yeah. I really don't think you're very happy to be here now.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah, did you see the face she made? And Juliana's going to be there.
I'm smiling on the inside.
Sure.
But your face screams help.
Oh, well, hopefully by the time it comes around, she'll come around and she'll be happy to be here. And don't worry, Juliana, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a whole weekend of parties and live shows and games.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Somebody's
I'm ready.
Saying, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm ready.
Okay, shit, calm down. Fuck.
Oh. You know, I get overexcited. Sorry.
It's your first day. Don't get too excited. And but I do love your enthusiasm because you're going to help plan some of this stuff for us. Ooh. That's going to be August 4th through the 7th, the wee hours of the 7th. And we're, like I said, we're going to have the parties, meet and greets, the games, the live shows, all kind of good stuff for you. It's only going to cost you $25 for 72 hours of fun. So do me a favor. Go over to partydt.com and get your ticket right now. And I think that's it. I've already said hi and bye to everybody. So with that said, the only thing is to say goodbye to you. Now, before I do, don't forget to go to doubletoasted.com and check out the live streams that we have over there. The YouTube channel is blowing up, and I really appreciate that. I thank everybody. Transformers review hit like over 20,000 in one day.
I wanted to look at it, man.
And I watched it because I'm supervising these things now, and it was funny. I love it. I mean, I don't really go in and say that about ourselves too many times, but it was very good. I commend all of you for that. Oh. And yes,
Martin. Yay.
I helped. Oh, but Martin, well, you can come over here behind her.
Yeah,
you
can get behind
her. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I meant it just like I said it. Is this another
show's getting more gentrified by the minute?
Wow. It really is. Yeah.
You know, at that anniversary party, this girl being cute and having a last airbender tattoo, it's going to be chum and shark-infested water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Brain mace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might want to
bring a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get a gun.
Yeah, you might want to wear
a chokehold. I'll bring the gun.
Oh, I'm telling. No, he's right. Now that they've seen you, you might want to wear a suit with spikes all over because they're going to be trying to latch onto your ass right there. Nice.
I'm a white girl.
Yeah. There you go.
That's
yeah. A gun provided by our resident Cholo over there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
our gun runner.
But. Oh, when you go to doubletoasted.com, why do you have to be in the? I'm looking at some of y'all's fan fiction. Why, like, you're dressed up? You're clearly the man in the situation. But Gertz is like,
oh yeah, I've seen these.
I have
Gertz
to.
Gertz is the chick
because I'm snide and bitchy.
Yeah,
no one's gonna argue with you, man. Oh. As I was saying, people, go over to doubletoasted.com and check out our live stream. So if you check out our live stream, you see that you can go in and interact with the show in many ways that you can't when you just email or you just simply watch. You can email us and have it read on the show. Give us an email. Maybe you'll show up on Skype and show your pretty face around here. But if you miss a show, you can always go to the DT Vault. And over there, you can check out all the audio and video that you missed. Try the service out 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you can stop anytime. No hard feelings, but keep up with the audio. It's free on SoundCloud and iTunes. And last but not least, you can email us, call us, Skype us all you want to, but there's nothing like having you on the show in person. But if you got to do the other stuff, make it easy on yourself, as we always do for you. Pull out a keyboard and type in kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now you'd like to be on the show. It's too late. We're out of here. But we'll be back with more shows. Oh, Corey Goodwin got the high score coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
And on Sunday, we start all over again. And Sammy, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not used to saying this. Transformers 86. Oh, Will Valley's gonna be there. Sammy ain't seen shit with Will Valley.
Yeah. I gotta see it. We still gonna burst into flames.
I know. That's gonna be so. If there's one Sammy ain't seen shit, you should see. It's gonna be that one, live on Thursday night. It's not live.
It is live.
Yeah. Oh, live 7 p.m. All right. And if you can email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you do want to be on any of our shows here live, check us out in the world-famous Double Toaster studio right here. And you can do that by emailing us at kcoolmans and letting us know if you want to come see a show. You let us know if you're visiting Austin, you're going to be moving to Austin, or you already live here. Don't do that. Don't be sneaky. Come see a show. Email us and let us know. Before I get out of here, though, Mr. Goodwin.
Hey, you can find me on Facebook with Gertz in his dress, Corey Goodwin. You can find me on Twitter or Twitch.tv, the high score DT, all one word, or on Instagram, DB Cooper KG, Mr. Gertz.
Yes, you can find me looking fabulous on Facebook, Patrick Gertz, Twitter, Patrick Gertz @PGertz, and on Instagram @PGertz, the dancing cat daddy.
Find me on Instagram and Twitter.
Move, girl.
And Martin _NoPro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And while you're there, check out and join our group, The Children of the Toast.
That is it, people. Oh, you got something to say. Where can they reach you? Go ahead.
Oh, God.
No, don't do that.
Make new accounts and get those out.
No, if you got something to say, go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
I don't want nothing to say.
All right, ain't nobody coming to me. Well, good then. If that's the case and you got nothing to say, then we can get on out of here. good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to or watching, goodbye and
stay toasty.